Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Friday, already Friday, the 10th day of April, 2009, and we are going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up, we have Captain Kelly Sweeney, Master Mariner, joining us, the original boat captain, has tried to escape, and more pirate boats with hostages are heading to the lifeboat that has the other pirates in it. For those that don't know what I'm talking about, it's going on right now about 300 miles off the coast of Somalia. Pirate ships converge on U.S. hostage at sea, escalating a dramatic Indian Ocean standoff. More U.S. warships as well as private reinforcements. Let me start over there. Escalating a dramatic Indian Ocean standoff, more U.S. warships as well as pirate reinforcements with an international gallery of hostages rushed Friday towards the spot where four Somali bandits are holding a U.S. sea captain aboard a drifting lifeboat. Whatever you say about the Somalis, ladies and gentlemen, they certainly are bold. Compared to the gelded, domesticated Westerners. I mean, they're coming out in ragtag ships to basically do battle with all their different stolen ships, like something out of a Hollywood fantasy movie, something out of Waterworld, to have a battle with the U.S. Navy. These people are unbelievable. And look how they ran off the Delta Force and the Army Rangers in Somalia. And of course, the U.N. sat there giving them no reinforcements. These people are just amazing. Of course, Americans used to be like that. Look at the Alamo. Look at 1776. This is just how people were. But, of course, they don't drink fluoride in Somalia, though. They haven't been taking their shots either. The pirates apparently fear being shot or arrested if they hand over Captain Richard Phillips, captured in a failed effort to seize the Masaryk, Alabama, on Wednesday, and hope to link up with their colleagues who are using Russian, German, Filipino, and other hostages captured in recent days as human shields. U.S. Central Command Chief General David Petraeus said U.S. warships are also headed to the area more than 300 miles off Somalia's Indian Ocean coast. We want to ensure that we have all capability that might be needed over the course of the coming days, he said. Pirates have been holding Philippines hostage aboard the lifeboat since his crew thwarted the attack Wednesday on the 17,000-ton U.S. flagged Alabama. Muhammad Samaa, a Somali resident of the pirate stronghold in central Ely Town, who claims to have a share in a British-owned ship hijacked Monday, said four foreign ships previously captured by pirates are heading towards the lifeboat. A total of 54 hostages are on two of the ships seized by the pirates, citizens of China, Germany, Russia, Ukraine, the Philippines, Indonesia, Taiwan, other nations. The pirates have summoned assistance. Skiffs and motherships are heading towards the area from the coast, said a Nairobi-based diplomat who spoke in condition of anonymity because he is not authorized to speak to the media. We knew they were gathering yesterday. Samaa said the two ships left the city on Wednesday afternoon. A third sailed from another city, another pirate base in central Somalia, and a fourth was a Taiwanese fishing vessel seized Monday that was already only 30 miles from the lifeboat. He said the ships included the German cargo ship Hansa Stavanger, seized earlier last month. I mean, this is insane. But of course, they won't let the ships be armed to protect themselves. No, the globalists are the only ones that can have force.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here's what we got coming up today. Got Captain Kelly Sweeney joining us in about 20 minutes to give us an update on the pirate fleet. I guess preparing to do battle with the U.S. Navy. You know, the insanity intensifies. I just covered that and the latest developments there, but he'll be joining us. He has a lot of inside sources and actually knows the captain in control of the ship that they retook from the pirates, but then the pirates jumped overboard with the captain onto a dinghy. And now all these pirate ships are coming out to defend it. The insanity intensifies for those that just joined us. So that's coming up. Bob Chapman with his once-a-week visit with us, getting into the latest developments on the economy every week, closing out the week with all the new big developments and his analysis of what's happening. And then we've got William K. Black, and he will be joining us. Mr. Black was one of the top federal investigators on SNL and got death threats from Frank Keating, and the memos came out in court about, you know, we've got to kill Mr. Black. And he's written the book, of course, The Best Way to Rob a Bank is to Own One. And he talks about how Republicans, Democrats, they all work together at the top. It's a massive theft of $12.8 trillion. And so he will be joining us coming up later. So that is coming up. We'll also be simulcasting the last 2 hours of the show live at PrisonPlanet.tv as we do each and every day. Some days we do 3 or 4 hours. Some days we do the whole show simulcast, depending on what guests we have, where the radio show becomes a three-dimensional TV show. We can show you documents, video clips, and it adds a whole another dimension to exposing the globalists and their criminal activities going on the planetary scale. I have a lot of other news I want to go over now here. And we will have open phones when we have Bob Chapman on in the next hour on the economy. Okay, here is the news. This is out of a Canadian Free Press. Pelosi, we want registration. Holder says 2A won't stand in our way. Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on April 7th acknowledged that gun registration is on her agenda, days after Attorney General Eric Holder told reporters in Mexico that the Second Amendment would not stand in the way. That is a quote, ladies and gentlemen, of administration plans to crack down on alleged gun trafficking to Mexico. Yeah, and he's been saying it in press conferences that they've got to register all gun owners and shut down gun shows and a bunch of other, and they've got the bills introduced, bills the White House Chief of Staff, when he was in the House last year introduced, those are reintroduced, and then the media just goes, you're a conspiracy theorist, that doesn't exist. Remember 2 years ago until Senator Sessions of Alabama violated Senate rules, thank God, and released the bill? You know, going back until a few decades ago, senators, House members were in control of themselves. But the way they've gotten around liberty in the House and Senate is they've passed rules in the House. They're not laws. In the House and Senate. And if you don't follow those rules, you get censured or get in trouble, or they could possibly impeach you. But they certainly won't give you committee seats in the future, and they want that power. So they've corrupted the House and Senate, where they will say, oh, this is a secret bill, and no one is allowed to read it. And then only committee chairmen and others are allowed to see it. And remember, 2 years ago, the media was saying, it is not an amnesty bill, but we're not going to let you see it. This just lets us control and understand and, you know, create a system to deal with illegal immigration. And they said, it's a conspiracy theory. This is not amnesty. Because they tried the 3 years before that to pass total blanket amnesty for over 20 million illegal aliens in the country and to allow them to bring in any of their family members in perpetuity, and anybody who had even committed felonies, this was in the news, would be given a waiver to be citizens, and anybody who was here could bring upwards of 12 family members in the next 2 years after, and this was a blank check for 6 years to be sunsetted in 6 years or extended again. People said, no, we know it's amnesty, because they'd seen the last three versions. And they said, no, it's not. Then Senator Sessions leaked the bill, but it was so politically popular, they didn't censure him. And you can Google the 20 loopholes in the amnesty bill. And then he leaked the bill. But that was from his office. That's what it's called. You can just Google the 20 loopholes in the immigration bill, and it'll come up. And it's the same thing here. The attorney general has introduced briefings to the Supreme Court arguing for the complete gun ban of all Americans of any firearms, saying no citizen should be allowed to even own a single shot. That's on record. That's public. You've got all these bills introduced, H.R. 45 and others that we've read on air, the subsections saying register all gun owners, make it a privilege. You've got to get a federal license to own a gun and re-up it every year and pay huge fees per firearm of hundreds of dollars, depending on which bill they introduce. It's different variants, $50, $75, $150, $250. Go read it for yourself. But they know the public doesn't read and doesn't check. So they say, oh, there's nothing going on. They have another bill where the attorney general can ban any firearms he wants. It just gives him the blank check, imperial, godlike, emperor, king-like, rule of kings, law of kings system. There's that bill. I mean, there's a whole bunch of these things, and they're moving through the House and Senate. Pelosi's giving press conferences. It's in the Associated Press. Holder's giving them. And what do they do? What do they say? What do they push? What do they drive? What do they pump? What do they hammer? That none of it exists, and if you talk about it, you're a cop killer. I mean, that is their mantra. You know, when the feds blew up Oklahoma City back in 1995, and if you don't know about that, see my film for free online or get the DVD in higher quality. It's got all the local newscasts and eyewitnesses, people we interviewed, you know, with the police and grand jurors and everybody admitting the feds blew it sky high. They had to kill cops and people to shut them up after it happened to keep the story quiet. And they tried to blame that on talk radio, on Chuck Harder and Rush Limbaugh and all these people. Asinine. And now they say, oh, all this. I mean, I had a reporter on from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He called me yesterday, and I'm sitting there on the phone with him, and I'm going, look, they do have bills introduced to do this, and he just wouldn't answer. And I said, hey, he's writing another story. I said, you know, he was like, well, I don't believe your conspiracy theories. And I said, well, all the newspapers are admitting that they're setting up world government to be run by a private group of banks. And he just said to me, he said, and I said, have you read the Financial Times of London with a headline and now for world government? And he said, oh, I don't trust the British press. And I said, well, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek. He just said, I don't believe in those conspiracies, Alex. And I said, no, no, no. I go, you're a reporter, a well-known reporter in your state. You're supposedly writing a new piece for Slate, which I'm sure will be horrid. And, you know, I'm sitting there talking to him, and it just doesn't matter, folks. It doesn't exist. These bills don't exist. The attorney general doesn't exist. His statements don't exist. See, they don't want us mounting opposition as they come after the guns. It's a military tactic. When they're in World War I, the Germans and the British and the French on both sides, you know, the Allies, the French, the Germans, well, the French, the Germans are on their side, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire on their side, and then on the other side is the French, the British, the Russians, the U.S. And they'd have loudspeakers saying, we're not attacking, we're your friend, lay down your arms, come over to us. As the tanks are rolling, the planes are bombing and strafing, and thousands are dying per hour in some of these battles. Millions dead. Millions died. And they're saying this is not an assault. Same thing in World War II. Both sides did it. Same thing in Vietnam. Both sides did it. Same thing in Waco as the tanks ramming into the side, machine gunning the people, the flare footage. They're broadcasting this is not an assault. We're here to help. Come out with your hands up. They come out with their hands up. They shoot them deader than a hammer. And they're saying this is not an assault. 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 And then some white supremacist, because he is freaked out, knowing they're coming for guns, and because he's living with mommy and lost his job and freaked out, that's 90% of it, but 10% of it is because he knows they're coming for guns. He's just sick of life and sick of it all. So he, just like the Somalis that have nothing to live for, he just goes ahead and starts killing. You got to be desperate and hardcore to be the Somali pirates steaming out to face down the U.S. Navy and fighter bombers. Waving AK-47s in the air, ready to die. And they're like, hey, we're men. We're ready to fight you. Let's go. I don't like what they're doing, but you got to admire them. You know, American women want a castrated male on Prozac wearing a flower outfit. Of course, they really don't want that, so they're never satisfied. Those Somali women are out there waiting for the pirates to come back, just begging for them. You know, of course, it's primitive, but it's what humans are. And we've gotten away from what we are. And you take all that primitive energy and you put it into rocket bases and science and technology and colonization of space and goals. You take that incredible energy and courage and you go out in space colonies. And that's how you risk your life. Because if you're not doing that, you're not happy. We're meant to risk our lives. We're meant to battle. We're meant to climb Mount Everest. We're meant to plumb the depths of the oceans. We're meant to risk our lives. We're meant to risk our lives in defense of our tribe. But I digress. The point here is they are coming for our guns. And let me give the government a newsflash. Your propaganda doesn't work anymore. That's why they're selling over 1 million guns a month. The instant check is over 1,200,000+ purchases a month. You got it? It's more than doubled. We know what you're up to, and you're cruising for a bruising. We'll be right back.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping and all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115 and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
There's been some more developments. Captain Sweeney, who knows the captain of the ship that was hijacked, is on the phone right now with new developments. He's coming up later in the hour. So we'll give you the latest inside scoop on what's happening there. Then Bob Chapman's coming up. Then we have William K. Black joining us is an American lawyer, academic, author, and a former bank regulator. His expertise is in white-collar crime, public finance. He's currently an associate professor of economics at the of law at the University of Missouri-Kansas School of Law. He was the executive director of the Institute for Fraud Prevention until 2007. He previously taught at the LBJ School of Public Affairs, the University of Texas at Austin, and Santa Clara University. We had him on before, by the way, but it was years ago. He did an incredible interview on Bill Moyer is talking about another bunch of criminals last week, so we got him on. And while he will be on, Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson are in Kansas City videotaping the interview. So we'll have a two-way interview here as we tape it. And then they're going to continue the interview after we end that hour-long interview with him. So we'll be breaking that down. Ponzi schemes, liar loans, savings and loans crisis that he honchoed the investigation of, got death threats over it, the lost decade in Japan, how that ties into the same system Geithner's engaged in here. Very important coming up in the third hour today. Okay, continuing here. You know, I blew up at a caller who called a couple days ago about chemtrails. And I was wrong to do it, and I apologize. But I also blow up at people that call me up and say, no, they're not trying more gun control. Because this is so sickening what's happening. It's all coming down on us. It's all happening. There's no more even denying it. And people just get in denial or they nitpick around the edges of things. They go, oh, there's not a bill introduced like H.R. 14444, 1444, 1444, I think I had an extra four there, and all the other versions they had that says set up a federal agency to prepare, you know, compulsory national service. And they go, well, that's not national compulsory service. They just say they're preparing an agency to do that. You know, I look, the White House chief of staff, the president, all of them say national compulsory service, and they're all pushing it, and you need to stop living in denial. And then I get these emails and calls going, Alex, it says nothing about chemtrails and that Associated Press and London Guardian story with Obama's chief science advisor saying we need to terraform the planet to stop global warming. Well, of course they don't call it chemtrails. But if you read the scientific report he cites and you go read the CFR report that I have in my hand right now, they have their own names for it. Geoengineering, terraforming, but it describes what we have reverse engineered all these years, where they're spraying nuclei by mixing key compounds with jet fuel, where the pilots don't even know what they're doing, and it is dispersed just like cloud seeding out, and they're manipulating the atmosphere, folks. And then they say, oh, well, we're just testing, looking at doing it. You know, again, it's all lawyer terms. The testing, it is lawyer terms. They say, oh, we're just testing it right now, testing the terraforming technology with all these giant. No, see, that's the legalese. It's like U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, states, oh, we can't do any chemical, biological, or radiological testing on the American people or the military without their consent. And so every time I source that, that people go, look, Alex, it says the opposite. It says right here they can't do it. Until you read below it the exceptions for any research purposes, any humanitarian purposes, any law enforcement purposes. It's the exemption. So, of course, they call it research. You know, I meant to bring it this morning. My dad grew up, my mom grew up with those books of knowledge and world books. And they don't really put those out anymore. So we bought several decades worth of them off of eBay very cheaply for my children. And they read them voraciously, and I read them too. So, you know, I keep them laying around the house, and I just flip open different ones and, you know, basically read through them every week. And you see nothing but propaganda in a lot of them. But it's old propaganda. And by looking at old propaganda, you learn the new propaganda. You know, I mean, It breaks the continuity of their propaganda by going back and seeing how they alter it and change it. And there was a big PR article, I meant to bring it, about the wonderful Tuskegee Institute for Black Folks in Alabama and pictures of happy black folks out front and how they're there to help black people. Meanwhile, they're inside injecting them with syphilis and killing them and having it spread it over 45 years. So see, everything they do is to make it sound like it's a good thing. I'm going to come back into all of it. Look, they're coming for your guns. I'm going to finish up with that when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
So they play this game denying things. And so when you have, in the last 6 months, hundreds of mainstream newspapers come out, all these top climatologists on the government payroll, literally thousands of them come out and give speeches saying, we've got to have aircraft fly around, and then they list the scientific terms for it. There's a laundry list of them. To spray the atmosphere, to create a sunscreen, to block the earth, to keep you safe. And then government-written textbooks for sixth graders say it, and college textbooks say it. You can just Google textbook talks about chemtrails, and you'll get links to the textbooks and, you know, screenshots of it. It's everywhere. And then Obama's science advisor comes out in his first ever press conference, and first thing he brings up is we got to terraform things, you know, to save the earth. This is the type of stuff we've got going on. And then I go, my gosh, they're just admitting it. They're rolling it out. And people call me and email me and say, Alex, especially the emails, Alex, they don't say anything about chemtrails. They're talking about weather modification. Well, of course they don't use the slang term that the public's been using for 14 years since this stuff started hot and heavy. You know, we can call it aerosol sprays, also what it's known as is the layman's term. You know, it's kind of like I call a dog a dog. You know what a scientist, what a biologist, what a zoologist calls a dog? Well, they call a wolf I forget the exact designation for a wolf. It's canine something, dealing with it being wild. In fact, let me just say, guys, Google the definition, the scientific name for a wolf. It's, but I do know the scientific name for your house dog. It's canine familiaris, meaning it's familiar. In the Latin, meaning it lives with you. Canine familiaris. And you've got feline familiar. Familiaris. That means the cat that lives with you. It's domesticated. It lives with you. It's familiar. You know, you say about a woman, you know. Especially in the sexual connotation, it is, she is his familiar. Or in black magic, the spirits you work with is what the world leaders believe in. Tony Blair in the mainstream news, being possessed by the spirit of the light every morning. You can't make this stuff up. Google it if you don't believe me, folks. You know, familiar spirits. Okay, canine familiaris, feline familiaris. I guess it would be, what are pigs? Porcines? Porcine familiaris? I guess if you had a pet elephant, it would be pachyderm familiaris. Oh, what a trained seal would be pinniped familiaris, I guess. Okay, well, of course, we call them chemtrails. The government is calling them high-altitude atmospheric modification aerosol programs. And atmospheric unilateral geode alterations. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. Did you guys find me the definition of a domestic dog? Wolf subspecies. Canis lupus. Okay, the wolf is Canis lupus. What is Canis lupus? I don't know Latin very well. I know Canis means dog. What's lupus in Latin? Mexican wolf statistics, gray wolf statistics. Red wolf statistics. I've seen one of those in Texas. I was out hog hunting once on our ranch, walking through deep woods, and it was not a coyote. Big, giant red wolf ran 10 feet in front of me. Could have blasted him with my Mac 90, but I didn't. Anyways, of course, good thing I didn't. It's illegal to shoot him here in Texas, but not that anybody would have ever known about it. So what does lupus mean that's a particular one. The gray wolf is Canis lupus. I want the general Latin for, so the gray wolf is Canis lupus. Red wolf is Canis rufus, of course. So I guess lupus means gray. Rufus, I know, means red in Latin. Canis rufus. Here's Arctic wolf species. Canis lupus. Arctos, Arctos means, I guess, the god of the north in Latin. Arctos, meaning Arctic. So it means dog gray Arctic. Here's the Mackenzie Valley wolf, Canis lupus occidentalis. Now I could go on and on here. So I'm calling it a wolf, baby. I'm calling it a chemtrail. I mean, you let them play these little games with you. Oh, we're not chemtrailing. We're just mixing with the jet fuel and other sprayers and spraying the atmosphere without asking you and denying it all these years. And now we tell you we're rolling it out. And people go, well, they say they're rolling it out. They ain't saying they've done it. The reports he cites are the reports we've been covering that they've been admitting for a year where they're rolling this out to the slaves. Of how they're flying around chemtrailing everyone. But they call it a test. How about I walk up with a ball peen hammer and knock you upside the head with it? One blow. How about, or how about you hit yourself in the head as hard as you can with a hammer? And then you call that a test. How about you take a butcher knife and jam it in your own throat and just call it a test? Because that's what they're doing with us. You know, this is the crew that are control freaks that put sodium fluoride in the water with all the thousands of university studies going back to the 20s, University of Texas. I remember reading one of those about how it was a toxic sedative and how it calcified in all the major glands and bones and caused cancer. How about you read Pulitzer Prize-winning books out there? It's not Shearer's Rise of All Third Reich. It's another one. But he mentions it. I got to Google that. Where the Nazis would put it in the labor camp water. And they learned that from the Soviets when they had a pact with Stalin before they broke the pact and invaded Poland. But I digress. I mean, they play these games with you. Obama says, and I've seen the clip online. I've played it. In fact, guys, this is too powerful not to play. I can't just claim this and not play it. It's like when I say I have the news saying mercury's good for your brain. You know, I got to play that clip. Google Obama on gun control. It's one of the top ones on YouTube. And he says, look, I'm not saying we're going to ban your guns overnight. This isn't going to be done overnight. But we're going to have reasonable gun control. And we're going to do it incrementally. And then he, again, supported as a state senator total gun bans. And his attorney general supports the D.C. gun ban and says no citizens should be allowed to own any gun, period, anywhere in the country. And then you let them play that semantical game with you. Now, I didn't say we'd ban everything overnight. We just want reasonable gun control. And then we end up not having a debate about we don't want gun control. It's we have a debate about are they lying or aren't they. It's a trick. It's to stall you. It's to throw a stumbling block in front of you. And then we end up arguing about that all day. It's like you got a bunch of Doberman pinchers chasing you. You know, the globalists are trying to rob the American people of our liberties. They're running off with the jewel of liberty, and we're chasing after them, and they're throwing T-bone steaks over their shoulders just to get us to stop and start chewing on them. Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on April 7th acknowledged that the gun registration, this is in mainstream news, is on her agenda days after Attorney General Eric Holder told reporters in Mexico that the Second Amendment would not stand in the way of administration plans. You can go to the article up on Infowars.com from Canadian Free Press, and it's got hyperlinks in it. Go read the mainstream news. I mean, go read it and weep. And, I mean, you sit there and you tell a newspaper reporter, and I've been talking to quite a few of them the last few days calling me, and I go, listen, will you please go with me right now online? Are you in front of a computer? Will you go with me right now to the to Google, and will you Google Eric Holder briefing to Supreme Court on D.C. gun ban case? Oh, I'm not really, the story's not really about that. Wait a minute, you're saying I'm making it up that they're coming after our guns? Hey, will you please Google these articles about world government? I don't believe in that. You don't believe in that, huh? You don't believe in the theory of gravity? The law of gravity, what you don't believe, if you jump off a cliff without a parachute, 500 feet down to spikes, that you're going to die? I mean, you know, you don't believe if you stick your hand in boiling water, it's going to get burned? I mean, look, listen to me. This is like Karl Rove saying they control reality. He's at a dinner party with the press, New York Times, Washington Post reporters in front of him, and they say, look, you really are killing a lot of Iraqis. Hundreds of thousands are dead. This is 1 year into the war. You know, there weren't WMDs. You know, that was a lie. And he says, look, you guys don't count anymore. We control reality in the government, and next week we'll change reality, and then you'll accept that, and you'll report on the new reality. But what it is it's mass delusion. It's mass delusion. They just tell you, oh, the amnesty bill doesn't have anything about amnesty in it. And then it says total legalization of all illegal aliens. For 6 years, they can bring in all their families, get unlimited welfare day one, just instant green card, citizenship within 1 year. Aggravated felons get to stay. They just sign a pledge not to be bad anymore. And then it turned out it was a total amnesty bill. And it's the same thing. They just lie and lie and lie and lie. And I have people calling me up going, Alex, even after Senator Sessions leaked the bill, going, are you sure it's really... Because I heard Republicans on talk radio saying, and they wouldn't lie. I know the, you know, Bush wouldn't lie.
Come on, man. We want registration, Holder. And it goes on. These are alarming remarks from Speaker Pelosi and Attorney General Holder, said Second Amendment Foundation founder Alan Gottlieb. It appears that the Obama administration and Capitol Hill anti-gunners are have dropped all pretenses about their plans for gun owners' rights, and it looks like the gloves are coming off. And they're heralding this one white supremacist who attacks me as their poster boy to get our guns. He was crazy and said they wanted guns, so he killed cops. Not mommy told him get out, the dogs were urinating everywhere, he got in at 3 a.m. drunk, he was probably still drunk, threw a fit and shot the cops. No. They're making it about cops died, come on cops, go after the American people's guns. Come on. And if you, let me tell you, you let the government sick you on the gun owners, it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. And then Katie bar the door. And I'm begging you, police and military, not to violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Because let me tell you something, there's a lot of veterans and a lot of people who are just sick of it. And I'm getting attacked every day for not calling for World War III to start. I'm getting attacked for telling people to stand down, not to get into a fight with you. And that's why the media hates my guts and is now lying and saying I'm calling for violence. Because when they march you off against the American people, like what happened at Lexington and Concord, and it's a bloodbath on both sides, they're going to send the feds after me to arrest me and a lot of other folks. And they're going to put on the news, we've arrested the guy that said kill cops. And it won't matter if it's a lie. Just like they say they're not for amnesty when they've reintroduced the bills to do it. Just like they say they're not for gun control when they've got the bills introduced to basically ban anything they want. They are a pack of criminal liars, and they're coming for our liberty. Listen, all of human history is slavery and bondage. Our entire human history is about the struggle for decency and honor and dignity and freedom and liberty and a chance to have your own little parcel of land and live in peace without a bunch of parasites coming by with armed thugs trying to make you their slave. The Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, the Renaissance, Africa, Asia, the Middle East, the Americas, tribe enslaving tribe, killing each other, ganging up on smaller tribes. This is what it's all about. And somehow they never taught the last few generations that this was what the human struggle was about. And we've got to, and that good people have to get together and guard against tyranny. And then it's almost impossible to beat. It's almost impossible to stop. I mean, if you know all about it, educate everybody, do everything you can to fight corruption, it is still a battle that you've got to fight because it always runs rampant until it implodes. See, it's impossible to stop it growing and trying to take over, and generally does, but then it falls on its own because it gets so decadent and delusional and power-tripping with psychos running. It's impossible to stop, and it's impossible for it not to fall. You understand the cycle? Except in a few special times in history, and it still wasn't perfect. So now, they got the yuppies and everybody else thinking, everything's fine, the government's here like your butler, it's going to take care of you, it loves you, everything's great. Like, I got this 911 call, and I keep seeing these every week now. Woman calls on Burger King because hamburger cold. Woman calls, especially women, I'm not knocking women, but on average, I mean, they're domesticated. You know, they think the government's there to help them, their nanny. And I didn't get my $1.50 of extra shrimp, and so I'm calling the police. And she shows up inside without the food and says, give me my money back for the whole thing. And they said, no, you got to bring the food back in. She says, no. So she calls 911, and the police show up over the shrimp. That clip's up on prisonplanet.com, halfway down the page. Now, I mean, think of her compared to the Somalis. These people know that there are attack frigates, fighter bombers, everything else. They don't stand a chance. But they're so bold, they want to fight so bad, they're so manly. They're so vicious, they're so tough, they're so cunning, and towards the dark side, definitely. I mean, you can go overboard with this, and it leads to the dark side. It's got to be a balance there. But the issue is, you know, you've got to be vicious and tough in defense of innocence. Because if you don't, the evil, who are bold, like these Somali pirates, raping, killing, stealing, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars a month now, they've got dozens of hijacked ships right now. They come out, three or four guys, and take over whole ships. The disarmed Americans fought back, kicked them off the ship. They kidnapped the captain. They're in a dinghy. And all these U.S. ships are surrounding them. And so here come the pirates. The pirates are now preparing to engage the U.S. Navy. See, they're the complete opposite of what we've become. I mean, you can't help but admire them. I'll tell you that I've watched the films of the Somalis fighting. It's just devilish. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It is devilish. Because they're ready to die. And unlike, on average, you know, the stereotype of Arabs not being trained to shoot and being emotional and not aiming, the Somalis aim. Because they're Africans, they're not Arabs. It's devilish. But then you've got the opposite. You got us, American men with big tats all over them, strutting around, no fear, bugging their eyes out, the little guy at the supermarket. But these big boys see a cop, they start urinating down their leg. And you won't fight for your own country. You're cowards. You're cowards.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Pirate ships converge on U.S. hostage at sea. They've got the captain, the U.S. Navy surrounding them. What do the Somalis do? They leave at least four large ships and a bunch of small ones, an armada. Some of the ships now within just a few miles. Hours ago, they reported 30 miles away out there in the Indian Ocean. And, I mean, these Somalis are just something else, folks. That's what happens when you've had hundreds of years of starvation and survival of the fittest. It is just, I've never seen anybody like these Somalis. And we got Captain Kelly Sweeney, Master Mariner, successfully repelled off the Dominican Republic, a famous pirate attack, killed some of them. One of his mates was the deputy captain, is now the captain of the ship because the captain's been kidnapped. The ship retook the 17,000-ton vessel. But he's got the latest info, ladies and gentlemen, from his sources out there. And again, he's friends with the man who is now the captain. Good to have you here with us, Captain Sweeney.
Thank you, Alex. It's great being with you.
Okay, give us the latest. I mean, these Somalis are amazing.
You know, it is amazing. And it's what the situation is right now, and this I find very interesting, it's gone from a hijack situation where, you know, the usual Somali and pirate attack, hold a ship for ransom, this and that. Now it's become a hostage situation, and this is a whole new scenario. And it's very interesting, of course, that it's a U.S. flagged ship. I know that Captain Murphy and they had a contingent of 18 armed guards. Of course, it's after the fact, you know, but working their way to Mombasa, and they're off the port of Mombasa right now. The pirates have decided to up the ante a little bit and are bringing over, as you pointed out, merchant vessels that have already been hit. There have been six ships that were hit this week. And they're moving some of those over into that area. So we're talking a standoff and a showdown at sea.
This is unbelievable.
It is.
Now, you've got a lot of inside contacts. You learned about this hijacking hours before it was even in the news. Yeah. Any other inside info?
Right now, it's closed off. The sources that I have that had connections with the family, they've been closed off. Everybody's kind of circling the wagons right now. I think it's kind of overwhelming and stressful. And I haven't heard anything new in the last few hours. The last I heard was what you pointed out, was that they're starting to move some of the hijacked ships over in that area. Now, I believe they're going to try to get between or circle around between the lifeboat and the naval vessel. And that's what I think is going to be happening, is that they're going to try to do some kind of a blockade. But right now we're at a hostage situation. And I think that at this point, Captain Phillips' life is hanging in the balance on how we react. And as much as I think it's distasteful negotiating with pirates, I don't want to, you know, I wouldn't want to see our reluctance to do everything that we could to save Captain Phillips first. And, you know, his life.
But won't that? I mean, I agree we should do it, but we got to be careful about it. Not that we're in control of this. We're just looking at it afar. That'll only encourage more hijackings. You've actually got the pirate fleet coming out. They've got hostages on board, all of them. I'm not saying do this, but if they just blew up every ship right now, that's all the Somalis respect. If they just killed everybody on those ships, this stuff would end very quickly. But the Somalis understand that that's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, if I were one of those mariners, and this is the thing, you know, the focus has been after the fact here, and as a mariner, that just irritates and angers me to no end. When all of this could have been prevented if we had taken, if the international shipping community and the International Maritime Organization had done and taken the steps that they needed to do long before now, long before they let it get to this point. And now we're in a situation where a man's life is hanging in the balance. And you know what? As a fellow mariner, I got to say, let's save his life and then worry about the pirates after.
I hear you. Stay there. Back in 1 minute, sir. Absolutely. The government caused this by not arming the ships.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got Bob Chapman coming up in the next segment. He was in military intelligence, also lived in Africa, Asia, and Europe. The largest private gold and silver broker at the time before he retired. He can comment on this hijacking situation, what he would do, and we'll get his take on that with Captain Sweeney coming up in a moment. Then we'll get more into the economy. But here's the bottom line. They disarmed the ships in the last 30, 40 years. Piracy has a resurgence, explodes. They know the ships are sitting ducks now. Home ports, the U.S. and others, you know, really don't want the ships being armed. You got to hire expensive security if you want, and then that's even hard. So this stuff happens. And you have unarmed American crew taking the ship back from pirates yesterday. Kidnapping happens. They grab the captain, jump overboard. Now there's a whole fleet of Somali pirates going out with more hostages to engage and Lord knows what, saying they're ready to die. And they've shown themselves to be extremely bold. It's about as much courage as you get. It's extremely reckless, but it's evil courage. You know, like, not like a Japanese samurai fighting to the death against equally matched enemies. They kidnap, they murder, they kill. They are incredible rogues, though. You can't help but respect them deeply in a sickening way. Captain, look, we know we're going to get law of the sea, global tax on all the ships with UN armored convoys, what they're calling for. So, again, they disarm us, then we got to have them protect us, and then they're the greater tyranny of the seas. And just more gun control is what they're calling for now, instead of arming all the ships. And that's what's so disgusting about this. So how do you see this ending? As you said, the captain is just in a real crisis.
It really is, Alex. Everybody I talk to, all my fellow mariners, everybody's praying for Captain Phillips, because this is a situation where this guy was a hero, is a hero, and he did what he could to save his ship and crew. And, hopefully he doesn't have to pay the ultimate price to do that. And it's unfortunate and it's terrible that he had to be even put into this situation, and that other mariners like myself had to be put in that situation. I worked with Shane Murphy. He was one of the other officers on the ship I was on in 2003 and 4. Shane, who's now the acting captain, he's a strong, young, aggressive, sharp guy. And I feel that he probably was also instrumental in overtaking those pirates, because he's not the kind to just sit idly by and let things happen. He's a real sharp guy. And it was unfortunate that he got put into that situation. I mean, here they are delivering humanitarian aid, you know, for famine relief, and they come out and they get hijacked. It's like, what's wrong with that picture? You know, the Somalis are actually taking food out of the mouths of starving people by doing this.
Oh, they're horrible.
That's crazy.
They're absolutely horrible. Well, I mean, what's happened in Somalia, for those that don't know, the scum over the last few hundred years, because it's been, you know, continually in crisis and starvation, it just the most evil of the most evil of the most bold of the most bold have gotten in control there. And it's just a horrible situation. How do you see this ending? I mean, I agree with you. They're going to try to pull around.
Yeah, I think they're going to force the hand. I personally believe that they're going to try to have some situation where the pirates are allowed to, because the lifeboat's going to run out of fuel soon. I mean, there's only so much fuel in that lifeboat, and after it's gone, it's gone. Then they're just drifting. So I think my feeling is they're going to try to make some kind of an agreement that the pirates that are holding Captain Phillips are going to be allowed access either on one of the vessels or whatever to get back ashore, and then hold him in exchange for ransom money, you know, to get away. I think that's the plan that they have and that they want, because even though they talk a good game, and I'm sure, and you know, and they've shown that they're willing to go all the way with it. I think deep down, nobody really wants to end up dead, you know, for something like this. You know, they'd much rather be able to spend all that good money that they stole from and extorted on ransom payment. And so I think that's what their plan is. Now, it's a very delicate situation. I mean, they got the FBI over there. They got Navy. I mean, they got the shipping company. The shipping company is a U.S. flag ship, but it's a Danish-owned company. And they've got this European mentality that, in general, is highly against weapons on board vessels.
It's called ninnying. It's not that Europeans are cowards at heart. Their governments don't want to set the precedent of the people defending themselves.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host, Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, with us the rest of the hour, finishing up with Captain Kelly Sweeney, Master Mariner, successfully repelled a pirate attack off the coast of one of the major islands in the Caribbean, the Dominican Republic in Haiti, and killed some of the pirates. Now he knows the current captain, the second in command, is now the captain, because the captain, when the yesterday when the people on board the hijacked ship from Somali pirates 300 miles off the coast of Somalia in the Indian Ocean were able to take it back, the Somalis were still able at gunpoint to hold the captain. And so then they went on to a dinghy. It's all surrounded. Again, I'm recapping this for people that are just joining us, by the U.S. Navy. But then a flotilla of small boats and 4 to 6 large ships that have been hijacked in the last week are coming out with the hostages, Chinese, German, Indian, you name it, a whole bunch of countries, are coming out holding them hostage now, to get the other hostage. And this is escalating it to an entirely new level. And we do hope that Captain Phillips, who's just an amazing individual, recapping for those that don't know, specifically Captain Sweeney, Captain Phillips, how did he get grabbed by the pirates in the exchange?
Well, obviously I wasn't there, but what I've heard, Alex, is that he told everybody, which is part of our training, to go to a safe room. And that's the ship's security plan will have a place that everybody knows on board when that happens where to go. And that I believe personally that the pirates had entered the house and then were confused on what was happening. Either they had set up barriers or they had locked doors and they cordoned them off or whatever. But in any case, they stormed the pirates, who then went outside onto the deck in a kind of a regrouping position. And then at that point, some of the pirates decided to go in the lifeboat and head out with the captain as a hostage. And he offered himself, as I understand, for the protection and safety of his vessel and crew. The remaining officers on board, Shane was now in charge, and the remainder of the officers and crew had one pirate hostage that they held. And then they made an agreement with the pirates down in the lifeboat to exchange that guy for the captain. And they let that guy go, but then the pirates didn't let the captain go. And so that's where the situation is right now. And so they've got the Maersk Alabama out of harm's way. And so now it's a hostage situation. And what's going to happen after? You know, this thing has been going on for the longest time. The RAND report came out last year and criticized the Bush administration for focusing way too much on maritime terrorism and way too little on maritime piracy. And that was a study by the RAND Corporation that came out. And it's just continuing now. The world community is just doing lip service. Now, they have the warships from different countries go through and try to make it safe going through the Gulf of Aden. But now we're having ships get hit 300-400 miles off the coast. That's going to be like finding a needle in a haystack.
Well, here's another example. I hadn't been down to Bolivar since I was a teenager. Little strand of beach that's right across a little piece of water from Galveston, Texas. And I won't ever go there again. They rudely searched me and basically everybody else, except illegal aliens, who I saw them leaving alone, literally. When I went on the ferry, when I got off the ferry, Homeland Security. But meanwhile, every few months I read about just off the coast of Galveston, pleasure boats being pirated and the people being killed, never found again, and their boats being taken. And those are no doubt pirates that are running out of Galveston. So again, this is all a complete stinking fraud for the imaginary boogeyman of terrorism, while real crime and piracy explodes worldwide.
Yes, and that, you know, and the RAND Corporation basically said that. And I know a guy who's a chief engineer on one of those ferries. And there are people that are recreational boaters that are missing all the time, Alex. And, you know, we get reports of them on commercial vessels, you know, this boat lost at such and such a position, nobody's on board. And, hey, you know, not all of them will go overboard because of bad weather. And, you know, they get knocked over the head, I believe, or they, you know, get killed. Actually, you know, recently there was a couple of that was off the coast of Thailand. I know that's a long ways away, but they were doing their retirement dream of sailing around the world, and the husband got his head blown off and killed, and they were grandparents, and the wife got tied up, raped, and left for dead, and she managed to escape. She had to walk to crawl over the deck through her husband's blood to get away.
Well, tell folks, before we go to Bob Chapman, how many, I appreciate Bob holding, I want to get a stake on this amendment. We'll let you go, Captain Sweeney. This
no
is
problem.
Just breaking news. I read constantly about yachts and people's boats all over the Gulf of Mexico and Caribbean being grabbed. I mean, it's massive. It's just it doesn't make it in the front page of the paper.
That's true, and they don't want it to. And then they play this game like if it's in the certain territorial waters, they call it armed attack, which is the same thing as a piracy attack. It's the same people, only they do it inside this imaginary line in the water of territorial or international waters. And so a lot of the piracy attacks are called armed attack, and they're not included in those statistics. And so it's just playing this game with statistics and everything. I mean, it's, you know, and this is, you know, this ship is the first U.S. ship that was taken, hijacked, but it wasn't certainly by any stretch the first ship that was hit by pirates. It happens all the time.
Well, you got hit, and to show how much it happens, one of your mates when you were captain, when you guys repelled the attack in the Caribbean on your huge ship, he's now the captain of the ship that was hijacked.
That's right. Actually, I wasn't the captain on that one. I was filling in for a friend of mine, so I was one of the officers too. And that can happen on my watch. And so, I mean, you know, that's just what happened, and it's unbelievable. Shane was up sleeping when that happened. He was off watch. But I mean, it's just a terrible situation, and they've let it go to this point to where now they've got a confrontation. Here's the U.S. Navy in a confrontation with a bunch of pirates and hijacked vessels, this flotilla. I mean, this is an amazing situation, but I can't believe it ever got allowed to get to this point.
Look, it's clear. They need to put out the order, tell the Somalis, you know, drop leaflets that they're going to bomb all their port facilities. The country's run by terrorists, real terrorists. It's run by people that are the government, the criminal government, is getting the money for all of this to fund their operation from the piracy. It's government run. And the United States, so this is real terrorism, folks. Like if Mexico attacked us twice, we fought back and went all the way to Mexico City with the Marines and took it over. Well, the real attacks happen. This isn't Al-Qaeda made up. This is real. And you just give them 12 hours to get out of the ports and you destroy Somalia's ports. I mean, do you think that's a bad idea?
Well, I think personally what I would like to see first, I would like to see the restriction on merchant vessels having weapons be taken off and have it be a requirement that they have either armed guards on board or trained crews with weapons on board through high-risk areas. I would also like to see some kind of mechanism for trying the pirates because this is also bogus. You know, the U.S. Navy a few weeks ago had to hand back a captured pirate because they didn't know what to do with them. It was like catch and release. So they were like, now what are we going to do with
this? I know, criminals, just like the illegal aliens, can rob banks and they let them go. Well, so Captain, you disagree with targeted smart bombs, would satellites know where the pirates are based, blowing up all their bases?
Right now, yes, and I'll tell you why. Because it's like Vietnam. I have a lot of friends who were in Vietnam, and I was in the Army just after that, but every one of them told me we had a heck of a time deciding who was the good guys.
But this is like not going to Hanoi. This is like not going downtown. No, I'm saying hit their bases.
I would say if they do that, the floating bases. But even then, a few weeks ago, the Indian Navy
grabbed a wrong ship,
a suspected mothership, and then it turned out to be a Thai fishing vessel, and they killed all 14 crew members on there. So I mean, you know, it's like I think personally that we need to have a defensive posture. And then I would like to see if they do anything, they should have a blockade of that. Let's start with that.
Oh, I like that.
Let's have military vessels surrounding the coast instead of trying to make the shipping lanes safe.
Hey, that's a good idea. Surround the coast and don't let them come out.
That's right. That's what I would like to see.
And then board the ships that come out. Cause
that's right. They go beyond a certain line. It's like, hey, you go beyond this line, we're going to search you. And if you're just some guy with fishing bait and a few nets, okay, go. God bless you, go. If you're a couple of quote-unquote fishermen and you've got 5 or 6 AKs, and a few rocket-propelled grenade launchers, obviously you're not doing much fishing, pal. Come with us.
Okay, let's bring Bob Chapman up real fast, and I'm going to come back with Bob. Bob, your take on all this situation.
Well, it's a plethora of ideas, and after sifting through what you both have said, coming from the back first, off our shores, we need extensively more Coast Guard protection. I think people should be encouraged on personal vessels to have weapons on board and, an AR, AK, riot guns, that sort of thing. And I think that can be very helpful, is at least along our coast. I think the idea of a blockade is an excellent one. I don't see that it won't work. I mean, anybody that comes out has to go through the blockade to find out what they're up to.
Yeah, what are these guys grabbing, like 6-7 big ships a week, Captain Sweeney?
Yeah, they got 6 this last week alone, and I think they've had, I saw recently that there were 43 attempts or successful ones this year. I can't remember exactly now, Alex. I just saw it recently, and of course my mind went blank when I looked at the number. But we had 6 just this last week alone.
All right,
Which region?
And as far as I'm concerned, we need to arm merchant vessels. And I don't believe in the riot gun, rubber bullet thing. I believe in it's something that can have some firepower and you know, enable you to fight back.
On big ships, I agree. And these people should be extremely well trained who are put on there to handle that equipment. And I think on the high seas, that's a way to combat it.
All right, stay there. We got a break. Stay there. We'll come right back to you.
The new World Order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution,
you
will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, last question for Captain Sweeney, then we're going to do the rest of the hour with Bob Chapman. Riding the shotgun with us on the economy, a lot of developments there. Some folks are born, make the way to fly. Captain Sweeney, what about this that we hear the pirates sing? Well, and some of the Somali community here in the U.S. is saying, I've seen some of their videos on YouTube, that, well, the ships were dumping toxic waste and nuclear waste off our shore. So that's how this piracy started, was to get money back. And now it's turned into greed. But then, of course, I do know they've dumped reactors off the coast of the United States. You know, that's admitted. This is what international companies and people have done because the ocean is so wide open. Is there any truth to that?
Well, and that's the political side of things, Alex. I mean, I'm a mayor, but I will say this, that Somalia hasn't had a government in 20 years. And during that time, European-backed fishing companies sent their vessels down to those waters. And in many ways, wiped out a good portion of the fishing stock and brought everything back and either sold it or ate it in Europe. You know, and so I can understand why those people think that way. But the problem is lawlessness and piracy are not the way to go. What they really, in my opinion, should be working towards is having a legitimate government.
So they took all the fish, and so now they're taking the ships. It's certainly a serious situation. Well, as this develops, I'll see if I can get you to pop on the Sunday show as things unfold. Thank you for being with us, Captain Sweeney.
Alex, it's always a pleasure, and I'm there anytime. And if, I'd love to have your listeners get a hold of me. I got some emails from yesterday, maritimeheadhunters.com. People can just click this register with us today. It goes right to the email. I'd love to hear from them, and they can read my stuff, including an article on piracy at professionalmariner.com.
Professionalmariner.com, and your book is From the Bridge. Thank you so much, Captain.
Alex, thanks so much. Smooth sailing till we talk again.
All right, take care. Bob Chapman, I know you're a cool guy. Don't mind too much, but I apologize to get you on 10, 15 minutes late. It's just this is breaking news, as you know. So, Bob,
I'm always open.
You're awesome. Bob, finish up the point we're trying to make as we went into break.
What I was trying to find out was the region in which the six ships were hijacked over the past week.
Indian
all
Ocean.
All over the place or in one place?
No, Indian Ocean right off of Somalia.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think, you know, a picket line's the best thing. I think only one nation should do it. I think all the other nations should contribute to the cost thereof. And I think that'll probably bring it to a halt. We did the same thing off the Barbary Coast 250 years ago with our Marines, and I guess it's going to have to be done again. We know all about Somalia. We know where they're coming from. Yes, they do have a beef about the fishing, but, you know, that could be handled financially if the Europeans had any sense. I think that will stop it. And on the waters off of the United States, particularly off of Galveston, there should be more protection in the form of Coast Guard off there. And people should be told you don't go out there unless you're heavily armed.
But the government instead will arrest you if they catch you with a firearm off the coast of the Texas coast or California. It's disgusting.
Change the law. And
absolutely.
Also, all those big ships that are running around out there, put cannon on deck, you know, get them heavily armed. I mean, that's the way to go. I mean, you know, some small boat is not going to attack somebody who can blow them out of the water.
Well, go back to
sure, it's going to be expensive, but that's what shipping companies and the people who have to pay for the goods have to put up with.
Well, this happens generationally, you know, even 100 years ago, all the merchant ships were armed, 200 years ago. And then every time they knock the pirates out, they take the weapons off the ships, and then it starts back over again. I mean, you never saw a British East India Company or any merchant ship that wasn't trained with weapons and cannon and drills, because if you didn't do that, you were asking for it.
Well, I think the bottom line here is that people have to understand that these pirates are criminals. They have to be treated that way. They have to go to court, and they have to go to jail. And if they kill somebody, they have to be hanged.
All right. What's coming up in the next segment on the economy? I know a lot has happened. I mean, grabbing GM and then saying the government's not running it when they are running it and then telling them what to do and just everything that's happening. And now Geithner announcing he doesn't want banks to tell him where the stress test money went. What else is coming up?
Well, as far as coming up, I mean, that's plenty to work on. What they're finding on this stress test, and they're trying to delay it, is, and this is what I get from my sources, that the banks are all bankrupt. And if they expose the truth position of these banks, brokerage houses, they're going to have to shut them down. And now they don't want to come up with the information.
All right, let's go over that. Stalling the inevitable collapse. Give you the latest information with a just amazing financial expert. We've got another big one coming up next hour. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. For the Beatles and yesterday.
We're going to go right back to Bob Chapman, who joins us every Friday at noon, the second hour. Very thankful for him being here. We have William K. Black, who we interviewed years ago, but he's one of the former top federal regulators in the S&L crisis. Wrote the book, The Best Way to Rob a Bank is to Own One. He went on Bill Moyer's show. In fact, guys, get that queued up. Before he comes on, I want to play a few minutes of that. And he's coming right out with the fact this is an engineered crisis. This is a mass theft by design. And this is a top guy, just like Bob Chapman. So I'll get Bob's take on that in a moment and everything we were just mentioning about don't put out the evidence of the stress test. They were going to say, we're going to see if the banks are solvent. They do the test and they say, no one release it. And we'll, this is very important, so stay with us for that in one moment. and found out more at theinternationalforecaster.com. But before I go any further here, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this radio show possible. Number one, it's the online bookstore and video store at InfoWars.com to get all the DVDs and films I've made that we carry, the books, the videos we carry, all the best stuff out there I've read or seen. We carry it at InfoWars.com, plus a bunch of Patriot t-shirts. We've really upped the level of design, the points, the issues we make. Great way to meet like-minded people. InfoWars.com, or you can also call the toll-free number, ask them about the different combos and specials, or get a free brochure. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or again, InfoWars.com to get the Obama deception and other films and get them out to folks, because that's how we're going to expose these crooks in government. And what they're doing is so criminal and so off the charts that if we'll just expose them, they won't win. But if we sit on our fat rear ends, they will win. I want to just tell the listeners, though, about eFoodsDirect.com, the best storable foods company out there, bar none, where I choose to get my storable foods that last more than 10 years in climate controlled, 10 years guaranteed if you've got them in your attic or garage like I do, just don't have room for it in the house. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633, get a free catalog, go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their site, watch the free videos about their food, non-hybrid, non-GMO, high quality, grown right here in America, except for their bananas. Those are grown somewhere else because you can't really grow them here good. So again, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. They're also looking for distributors, people that want to be distributors in regional areas of the country. So ask them about that at eFoodsDirect.com. One other sponsor, the one right back to Bob Chapman, Home Gain. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great new sponsors. It's Home Gain, GAIN.com. This is the place to get you started buying and selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to Home Gain, as in increase, and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate on your home value online. It's a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home, and the best part is it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. They have a home sale maximizer that tells you the best ways to, you know, the best improvements to make that will increase the value of your house the most. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. There's a big link up on InfoWars.com. It's, their little logo is Max, the orange gorilla. HomeGain.com. Okay, that said, going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, okay, I asked those questions before the break. Explain people for folks what the stress test was, what's happening there, then we'll get into GM. First time in history we've got the president firing heads of CEOs, putting people in place. Now, I said first time in the U.S. They do this in the third world all the time. So, Bob Chapman.
Well, there's nothing in this Constitution that allows the executive branch or Congress to fire people from their jobs. It's as simple as that. I had it in the last issue, and I had it researched by someone who does that sort of thing. So that said, they have no right to do so. It's illegal for them to do so. You can tell the head of General Motors and the board that it might be a good idea and that the government would like them to step out of the way because we put so much money into the company. That's one thing, but they really can't dictate to them how it worked out, what went on behind the scenes. I don't know, and I don't think anybody else does, except if you're inside government and on Wall Street. As far as the situation with the stress test is concerned, it's like any other inquiry into the inner workings of the balance sheet of a company. And because we don't have to mark to market, which means you have to get a price market related for the items which are on your balance sheet, they did away with that because they wanted to allow companies to mark to model, which means it can be anything you want it to be, which means it doesn't mean anything. And so instead of a security being carried at 85 cents on the dollar, it might really be worth 10 or 15 or 20 cents on the dollar, and that is the case, believe me. And so that's why they don't want to release this stress test, because all the major banks and most of the major brokerage houses are broke. It's as simple as that. They're carrying garbage on their books because they were gambling. And, of course, over the past 20 months, our government, in behalf of the American people and allowing American people to pay it, pay the bill, have bailed out those people who were gambling with our economy and within their own companies. And so, you know, you say to yourself, how do they get away with this? Well, they are. They do anything they want. And, of course, if you talk about it, you're an extremist. You're some kind of a nut. And like you and I are being called all the time, Alex. But all we're dealing is with the truth. And that's the truth of the matter.
Bob, since you got into us being called nuts, you're always aware of, it seems, any news item I raise, so I would imagine you know that scores of newspapers, some of the biggest news sites online, are basically saying, just like they did with Limbaugh after the feds bombed OKC in 95, they're saying that I'm calling for cop killing, which I've never done, and they're saying that I made this white supremacist kill three cops and shoot two others when it's admitted it was a domestic dispute with his mommy kicking him out. And it turns out the guy didn't like me and attacked me all over the web. So, and they knew that. So the issue here is that must mean we're really getting to them. It, within hours of these cops being killed, the Southern Poverty Law Center fed my name into the newspapers. And then, of course, it turned out it was all a complete frame-up and a lie. We know the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL have been caught on record. I mean, I have the mainstream news stories from the 80s and 90s creating and leading fake Nazi groups and trying to get violence. I don't know if they're involved in this, but more and more, that needs to be investigated and looked into. And so, I mean, your take on that?
Well, we're getting close, and we're hurting them by telling the people the truth. And so they have to create lies, and that's the way they fight back. Deese has been doing this for years, and that's his kind of modus operandi. The ADL has been getting away with illegality for years. Finally, what they were doing in the 1960s was brought to court in San Francisco, and it was found that the San Francisco Police Department was working with them, along with the FBI, and giving them information that they shouldn't have had in the first place.
Yeah, they had all of the intelligence files, and now the ADL runs the MIAC-type Fusion Center reports that is now listing people like Dr. Edwin Vieira and others who've set up the committees of correspondence. We got the latest documents out of Virginia. I mean, this is just getting, and there was also a report put out in Missouri. This is getting more and more insane, and I think the ADL and these guys are discrediting themselves, if they ever had any credibility to begin with, by lying and demonizing mainline patriotic groups who are against gun control. And, again, this is completely illegal. Go ahead.
Well, they started on me in 1967. And within the government, during the 80s, they were tapping my phones. And they do that through that facility that they own, Israeli-owned company that handles all those phone connections. And they threatened to kill me several times. And, you know, for no reason other than the fact that I was very conservative, politically and financially outspoken for many, many years. And, of course, that's why the government is displeased with my behavior as well. And they get away with that stuff. And I don't know what's going to stop them from doing what they're doing. I think probably exposure of what they've done in the past and what they're trying to do now and perhaps in the future is the only way we can do it within the law.
Do you think, Bob, this signifies that they're getting ready to intensify the attacks on me personally, or is this just something to kind of, anytime the media mentions me, they can go back to this as kind of a label?
I think it's both. They like to knock you out of the box, get you off the air. They can't do that. This is going to be an ongoing campaign of attack. And so what do? You continue to expose the things that they're doing illegally and the government agencies which are illegally working with them, the fact that they represent a foreign power. This is a bad thing for America, and particularly at this point in time, because we've had heavy infiltration of people who believe in Zionism in our administration for the past 8 years, and they're still there. And I don't think that's healthy for any nation to have people from another country or who represent another country telling people in Congress or paying them off to do what they want them to do.
Well, my issue is that I've never found anybody more nasty, more unsavory than the anti-Jew crowd. They make stuff up. They lie. And so I've got them attacking me, and then I've got the Israeli lobby's ADL attacking me. I mean, you got to know we're in the right here, folks, because, you know, when we've got all these unsavory groups attacking us, it's because we are effectively bringing the people together against the New World Order, and that is what the establishment does not want. They want to make it about race. They want to make it about balkanization. They want to make it about religion so we can be marginalized. They're afraid of my big tent approach. Do you agree with that, Bob?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I was attacked and I never did anything. You know, I just happen to be associated with people who are outspoken about Zionism.
Hey, mid-1990s, I'm like pro-Second Amendment, so the ADL attacks me. And, you know, I didn't take the bait and then, you know, automatically turn into somebody who just, you know, hates everybody who's involved with Israel over it. A lot of people do take the bait, though, and that's what they want. I mean, I'm getting really sick of it. I mean, I can't stand the ADL. I can't stand the white supremacist. I'm just here trying to get taxes cut, get sovereignty, defend our borders, not attack all these countries, not go bankrupt. I just want to live in peace. And then there's all these other crazies. Another thing we know the Israeli lobby did. And again, I'm not even ever attacking the lobby that much. So I get attacked for not going after them all the time. And then we did confirm that this one guy is and admits an Israeli lobby operative makes up that I work for the Vatican and I'm an assassin when I'm not even Catholic. I'm not bashing Catholics. My family are famous Protestants that founded Texas. And then they don't care. The Israeli lobby's got all these crazy, Protestant Cromwell groups death threatening me, and they're just they manipulate schizophrenics, Bob. And I mean it's really getting out of hand.
It's like a circus.
It is a circus. It is a complete and total circus. And then I say my family founded Texas. You know the Hammonds, the Ayers, the Johnsons, the Joneses, all involved. The Ayers, you know, which is my mother's side of the family, raised Colonel Travis. They were here as Protestant rebels to throw the Catholics out because they were mad that they made Texans convert to Catholicism to get the stuff. It's on record my family came into Galveston with the Bibles and then literally had the Catholic priest try to get them killed as they ran up to Nacogdoches in the history books, and an Israeli agent puts out the story that I work for the Vatican and I get death threats. And these schizophrenics that believe it make me so mad, Bob. I don't mean to talk about myself on air. It's just they're out of their minds.
Well, I got to tell you a funny one. Opus D in Europe tried to recruit me. And that's a fact. I was thunderstruck. And it was some years ago. But I said to myself, why would they want to recruit me? But anyway, those things happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
You know what I do? I you know, we're both on the air. You have your own program. I don't. But I just slough it off. I say, look, this is what I believe about that. Let's go on to more important things. Let's find out how we can help people do the things that they have to do to survive the difficult economic and financial times ahead. You've got people on the program who are advertising seeds. That's terrific. And the delivery of dehydrated foods, you got to do it. My family's done it, and incidentally, my daughter lives in Florida, and she's raising bananas, along with her other part of her garden, which is getting vaster and vaster. And getting gold and silver coins, getting a water filter, getting the basics to help people, if they're going to invest, how to do it, what not to do, the things that are going to help people. That's why we're here.
No, Bob, and, I agree,
you know,
and I...
Heck with these people who want to make fools out of themselves by calling us these nasty things. I just ignore them.
Well, the reason I bring that up is I hardly ever talk about this. I only bring it up.
I know you do.
I bring it up so people don't get caught up in these traps. And I also bring it up because I am sick of Israeli operatives trying to pick a fight with me because they want to make it all about Jew bashing to discredit anybody that's basically the government pimps out the ADL to paint anybody as an anti-Semite or pro-Hitler who's against the New World Order. And Hitler did kill a bunch of people. He was bad. And so the issue here is the ADL is despicable because they defend Schwarzenegger, who's an admitted Nazi and says he admires Hitler and the Rolling Stone. But then people who actually fight tyranny, they take the murders of those Jews and they pimp it out to demonize patriots. And then that actually adds legitimacy to the criticism of everything Israel's doing. So, you know, that's the point I'm making. This is part of a larger game plan. And folks, it's destructive to make it about Protestants or Catholics or blacks or Jews or any of this. The reason I raise this, the New World Order is taking over. $12.8 trillion has been stolen in the last 6 months, according to Bloomberg. It is devastating. We have to focus.
And that's only a warm-up, Alex.
Let's talk about that when we get back. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. Theinternationalforecaster.com. Go get there and free complimentary copy of the best political and investment newsletter out there, bar none. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
All right, this segment, the next with Bob Chapman. Then we got a top former federal regulator who even got death threats, exposing how this is all engineered. Bob, studying the economy for 40-something years, have we ever seen a hyperinflation move this big? I mean, $12.8 trillion in 6 months, and they say they're just getting started, and they're announcing they're going to take out the home exemption, the mortgage interest exemption. They're going to basically raise taxes on everybody to pay the offshore banks, and this is only the beginning. I mean, this signifies a complete raping of society.
Well, it's a total planned disintegration of society. In order, and it's not only in the United States, it's particularly in the United States and Europe and in the rest of the world, in order to bring everybody to their knees so they'll accept world government. Now, they've done it over and over again. It's nothing new. So that's what they're doing. And incidentally, I'm publishing today instead of tomorrow on the International Forecaster, and I have the interview with Mr. Black. I have the link to that. And I thought Moyes did a wonderful job. I was extraordinarily impressed. It was a very fair opportunity to expose the information. And also, if you remember, Alex, 6 months ago we said on this program that the government and the Fed would spend $12 to $13 trillion. I had backed into all the figures, and everybody else at that time was talking $300 billion, $500 billion. They got up to $1.5 trillion, and that was the end of it. You know, bingo. We get 12.8 now. We could go to 15 by the end of the year, and that's trillion. And next year we could get to 30 if we try hard. And all of it's to bail out the Illuminates, the banks, the brokerage firms. Now it's insurance companies. I mean, after AIG, we got three of them in there, Prudential and Hartford and Lincoln, are looking for TARP money. I mean, you don't look for TARP money unless you got problems. And so it's gonna permeate society, and I don't know that this is quite the way to say it, but it's going to bring us more deeply into fascism and corporate control of America through government.
And we're not for socialism, but when Newsweek magazine comes out and calls it socialism, that's a misdirection. This is not going to the people. This is piracy.
In a $3,000 suit, as opposed to the ragtag groups that run up their ships and jump on bigger ships to capture them.
It's so slimy to watch Geithner, but you know, they're telling him, don't let your stress test numbers out, because in the last week, big banks' stress test numbers have been coming out that they are completely bankrupt, because the Illuminists, as you call them, have already moved all the real money out the back door.
Well, we hear nothing about the Madoff money. We hear nothing about the accomplices. I mean, his two sons supposedly knew nothing. His wife knew nothing. Everybody in the company knew nothing. And I say, give me a break.
Well, Sergeant
and
Schultz?
And of course, 10 years ago, the SEC knew. They're part of it.
But the government
was involved in this. The CIA was involved. You remember the Banks for Criminals and Crooks Incorporated, BCCI? This is just another version.
But Sergeant Schultz says he knows, I know nothing. I know nothing. Remember him from Hogan's Heroes?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's who's running things right now, huh?
Well, they cook up these things. They also had a precursor to that BCCI, which was the banks in Australia, Nugan Hand.
All right, stay there. I want to hear about that when we get back, and what your forecast is, how bad this is going to get. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key.
You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Chapman, you were finishing up talking about how this has been done many times before. Please continue.
Well, this was back in the 80s, and this bank in Australia was being used to launder drug money by people within the defense establishment and retired as well as active military people. And a lot of military people invested in the bank, and eventually they got took to the cleaners. And that's how it started out. And then they went in big-time money laundering. And Nugent and Hand were the people who were the front people for them. And I can't remember which one, but one of them committed suicide by shooting himself in the back of the head. And the other fellow went to jail for 20 or 30 years, screaming, "I didn't do anything wrong. All I was doing was fronting for these people." But he went away, and eventually that led into BCCI, of which one person, I think, might have been sentenced to jail for 18 months or something. That was another CIA money laundering operation.
Yeah, that was Clark Clifford.
And nothing happened.
That was Clark Clifford and the rest of them and Wonder Woman's husband. Now,
that's right.
Now, on
incidentally,
top of...
they used to be neighbors of mine in Malibu.
Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
She lives right up the street, well, up the way from us.
What's her name, Linda? What was her name, Linda Carter?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and she was married to one of the little kingpins. I just remember that. Now expanding on that, it came out, just like you said a couple months ago when Madoff first broke, the head of GMAC with the car money is now being sued by Cuomo up in New York, and they're alleging drug dealing and money laundering. So the same thing we had with Enron. These are literally just front dummy corporations. And it looks like they're going to go ahead and just shut down the big banks, too, that are just fold-ups that they had out front. Where have they moved all the real assets? Into infrastructure?
I don't know exactly, but I know with the Madoff money, most of it went via the Israeli discount bank and Bank Leumi to Israel and other offshore accounts.
Hmm.
I mean, I published that 3 months ago because, you know, I get some pretty good contacts in that venue, and that's what gets the ADL all excited because I come out with stuff like that. But that's the beginning of the trail, and, of course, you don't see that in the media. You don't hear Mr. Cuomo talking about that. You don't have them talking about anything about where all the money went. I mean, we're talking $100 billion, not 50, not 10.
I hear you.
And the money was never invested. It was all just straight up stolen. Nobody in the company knew anything. Give me a break. It's just ridiculous. The SEC knew for 10 years what was going on. That meant it was a government operation. They were told, keep your hands off it.
Amazing. Bob Chapman, thank you so much for spending time with us, and we'll see you next Friday, my friend. Take care.
Surely will. Thank you, Alex.
Take care. Thanks for the time. Coming up, I've got Aaron Dykes up there in Kansas City at the university. with the camera set up right now. We're going to start simulcasting the web coming up here after the quick break for the final hour and 50-plus minutes. We'll be talking to William Curt Black, an American lawyer, academic, author, and former bank regulator. His expertise is on white-collar crime, public finance, regulation, and other topics in law and economics. He developed the concept of control fraud, in which a business or national executive uses the entity he or she controls as a weapon to commit fraud. He is currently an associate professor of economics at law at the University of Missouri Kansas City School of Law. He was the executive director of the Institute for Fraud Prevention until 2007. He previously taught at the LBJ School of Public Affairs, on and on and on. And did an amazing piece on Bill Moyer. We're going to play a short clip of that coming in and then go right to Mr. Black. But I don't want to keep him too long because we're going to conduct an interview after we're done on the radio for TV.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food? It's time to think outside the box. How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Years ago, I'd interviewed Mr. Black several times, law professor, corporate fraud investigator, one of the top investigators that went after the Keating crooks and others, the SNLs, and they got memos where they were talking about we want him dead and things like that. Now the Ponzi schemes are even larger and more dangerous, and he has a lot of courage to be doing what he's doing. But I wanted to play a little clip from Bill Moyers, because to see this on national television, not just on our local TV show or on a syndicated radio, I mean, that's big to have Mr. Black on with us now talking about this, but to have it on Bill Moyers caused a huge buzz, and people really started realizing what we were facing. Here's a quick clip.
Then Bill Black.
The former director of the Institute for Fraud Prevention now teaches economics and law at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. During the savings and loan crisis, it was Black who accused then House Speaker Jim Wright and five U.S. senators, including John Glenn and John McCain, of doing favors for the SNLs in exchange for contributions and other perks. The senators got off with a slap on the wrist, but so enraged was one of those bankers, Charles Keating, after whom the Senate's so-called Keating Five were named, he sent a memo that read in part, "Get Black, kill him dead." Metaphorically, of course. Of course. Now he's focused on an even greater scandal, and he spares no one, not even the president he worked hard to elect, Barack Obama. But his main target are the Wall Street barons who were heirs of an earlier generation whose scandalous ripoffs of wealth back in the 1930s earned them comparison to Al Capone and the mob, and the nickname, Banksters. Bill Black, welcome to the Journal.
Thank you.
I was taken with your candor at the conference here in New York to hear you say...
Yes, we were taken with it as well.
We're going to this economic and financial meltdown.
We were taken with it as well, and that's why we're going to go to Mr. Black right now. Mr. Black, good to have you on with us.
Thank you.
Okay, you got the floor for the rest of the hour, and I don't want to take much more time than that because I want you to be able to complete the interview that you've been gracious enough to do with us there in your offices. But my big issue that I'd like you to speak about first is the same crew, the same ideas have built Ponzi schemes many orders larger, and instead of even getting in trouble, they're being seen as our saviors and offering even bigger Ponzi schemes as their solution. So is this leading us to rack and ruin?
It has already led us to there. But you're right, unless we remove this ideology and these folks from power, they will produce recurrent, intensifying crises.
In layman's terms, what are we currently facing? Who's guilty? How do we stop it?
Well, in layman's terms, the FBI began publicly warning in September 2004 that there was an epidemic, their word, of mortgage fraud. And they said if this epidemic is not stopped, it will produce an economic crisis at least as large as the savings and loan debacle. And then they said, but of course, we've learned the lessons from the savings and loan debacle, and we'll be all over this one, so it won't cause those problems. Well, you know, they were right about the first two things. Obviously, they weren't even close to right about the third. The FBI has said something else immensely important, and that is that 80% of the mortgage fraud is induced by the lenders. So think about that in terms of, you know, taxpayer revolts and things like that. You shouldn't be focusing on the individual borrowers as much, at least, as you should be focusing on the big CEOs of these specialty places that, as you said, ran Ponzi schemes in order to get extraordinarily rich through their bonus compensation systems. And then, you know, in many cases walk away, and in other cases remain there, still in control, and being subsidized by all of us as taxpayers right now.
Now, you know, you talk about this being engineered fraud, or the term you use is this control fraud. Break that down, and then let's get specifically into the fraud we're witnessing right now.
Sure. Control fraud is simply a term for what happens when you have a seemingly legitimate organization. In other words, as opposed to an obvious mob shop type of thing, where the person who controls it uses it as a weapon to defraud others. And if the CEO is the crook, he can take care of all the internal controls, he can get rid of all the underwriting, and you don't defeat internal controls, you actually suborn them, you turn them into allies. And so these folks were able to get clean audit opinions from the most elite accounting institutions in the world, even though the places were massively insolvent. They were, of course, able to get grossly inflated appraisals from top appraisers. and they were able to get AAA. That's pristine. That's supposed to mean zero credit risk. AAA ratings from the top three rating companies in the world for stuff that was known in the trade as toxic waste. And that allowed them to sell trillions of dollars, well over $2 trillion in toxic waste out into the world. And, of course, it's led to extraordinarily large losses.
Now, this has been described as a Ponzi scheme too big to fail, and it's now a black hole, and that the industry that engineered this understands that they can hold the population hostage and say, just do whatever we say or we'll have a depression. And then when we end up in a depression anyways from their activities, they're going to be sitting there with all the assets.
Well, I call it the suicide strategy. I don't know if people have seen Blazing Saddles, but the sheriff is surrounded by hostile town folks. He takes out his gun, points it at his own head and says, you know, don't move or I'll shoot. And that's essentially what these big banks are doing. They're saying, you know, give us unlimited amounts of money or we'll fail. And if we fail, we'll take down the entire economy with you. Why we would believe any of these people is beyond me. Why we would leave in charge people that are willing to make that kind of obscene extortion is absolutely beyond me.
Now, specifically, from your experience, tell the listeners a little bit about who you've investigated in the past, what you've dealt with. I mean, you're one of the leading experts really in the world on going after these types of frauds. But the difference here is the media is not saying the Keating Five are bad or the regulators were bad that let it happen. Instead, they're saying these are our saviors. So is this new territory where they're just a blank check to do whatever they want?
Now, the terrible shame about this is this isn't simply a case of failing to learn from mistakes in the past. We've forgotten successes in the past. So during the savings and loan debacle, for example, we actually looked. God forbid, that would be a nice idea, wouldn't it? Look at what was causing the problems. We had a national commission. I was the deputy staff director on that. It concluded, after looking at all the major failures, that at the typical large failure, fraud was, their words, invariably present. And they meant fraud from the CEO ranks, right? So there we knew what was going on. We knew the pattern that these frauds followed, and it's very similar to the existing one. You gut your underwriting, you pervert your internal controls, you grow massively, and you make the worst possible loans because you can grow a lot faster by making bad loans and trying to compete for good loans, and because bad loans will pay more in the short term in terms of higher interest rates and fees. And you make a ton of money as an absolute mathematical guarantee when you do that during the expansion phase of the bubble. And then, of course, it's also guaranteed that you'll produce a catastrophe. So I was at the staff level, the person leading the re-regulation of the savings and loan industry. As a litigation director, I was suing the crooks. And as I said, unlike this crisis, we went after places like Lincoln Savings when they were still reporting they were in the most profitable savings and loans in the country. We said, no, you're frauds, and went about trying to put them out of business. In the current crisis, the FBI did not even begin to investigate the big lenders. And remember, 80% of the fraud, according to the FBI, comes from the lenders. The FBI doesn't even begin to investigate them until March of 2007, when the entire secondary market in toxic waste shuts down. And of course, it's now 2 years later, and there is not a single significant indictment of any of these specialty frauds. And a whole chunk of these folks, what they sold was known in the trade as liar's loans. Now, how hard is it as a prosecutor or as a regulator to figure out that if the trade calls something a fraud, it's probably a fraud?
Amazing. They even label it a fraud. And well, I mean, look at Madoff. How for 9 years was he telling the SEC this was going on? And then when the SEC is asked about it, they say, oh, he's not guilty or he hasn't pled guilty yet when he already had. And then they arrogantly, declare executive privilege.
Well, the SEC has been emasculated. It is utterly non-functional. What we now know, finally, because finally Congress started to hold some hearings last year into the rating agencies, and we learned the following things about the rating agencies. And the rating agencies were absolutely critical. If you don't get a AAA rating, you can't sell this toxic waste.
All right, stay there, sir. We got a break. Quick break. Come back with our guest, William K. Black. He is a associate professor of economics and law at the University of Missouri, Kansas City School of Law, and one of the head honchos that went after the SNL barons successfully during the 1980s. But now they're back with a vengeance and swallowing the whole world in a black hole of debt.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
All right, William K. Black is our guest. We're going to go right back to him. Mr. Black, boiling it all down, but in your own words, both parties are bought and paid for by Wall Street. Obama got, what, four times Wall Street money McCain did. I'm not saying I was, you know, pushing McCain either. Obama's claiming he's fighting Wall Street when his whole administration, it seems, is filled with the very people that got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act and allowed this to happen from the 1990s. Then, of course, the Bush people were willing accomplices as well. I mean, can you speak specifically to that?
Oh, sure. Clearly, the Rubin, Summers, Geithner wing of economic advice in the Obama administration is very, very similar to Paulson's views. In other words, there really is not much of a difference at all between the two administrations in their view. There was broad bipartisan support for getting rid of the Glass-Steagall Law, for example. There was broad bipartisan support for destroying Brooksley Bourne's effort to regulate credit default swaps, which are the things that blew up AIG. And at AIG, the taxpayers have already lost more money than the entire savings and loan cost, debacle cost. And by the way, you know, AIG, we weren't on the hook. It's not a federally insured depository. That was gratuitous giveaway of taxpayer money.
So this is a new level of Ponzi schemes where they make hundreds of billions and trillions on the way up, and now with the bailouts on their Ponzi scheme, they get even more money on the other side of it with the taxpayer on the hook. Well, this will only encourage more fraud.
That's exactly what we're trying to get across. You do this type of thing, you encourage businesses to be even more abusive going forward because they can do the most outrageous things, get incredibly wealthy through the bonuses doing them, and even when they cause disaster, they get new bonuses and more compensation paid by the taxpayers. It is a system, you know, the movie The Gods Must Be Crazy is got to be the theme for both administrations because it is utterly insane policies.
But isn't it crazy like a fox? I mean, they make money on building up the pyramid Ponzi scheme. And then now, because they're in total control of both parties in the executive, legislative, judicial to a certain extent, and they control the military and the police, and they control the media. And so it's crazy like a fox. I mean, they're making out like bandits.
Oh, I don't say it's crazy from a banker's perspective. It's perfectly sensible from a banker's perspective.
Ah.
But from any politician's perspective, yeah, we can understand how much they get in the way of campaign contributions, but this is a superb way to get thrown out of office.
Yes.
And it's a superb way to have your reputation destroyed and to have your integrity besmirched.
Is it not a superb way, Professor Black, to also cause a Weimar Republic type situation?
Well, I think that we'll stop short of Weimar this time, certainly, but if you keep this up, you will take, you know, in by far the top nation in the world in a whole host of dimensions, and you will reduce it to another case of crony capitalism, where you have utter socialism for the rich, in the sense of the failed bankers, paid for by all of us. And that will be a very bad place to live in, so let's all work together to prevent it from happening. Right. Let's turn this around now as opposed to waiting for it to become as bad as Weimar.
Wow, that is just amazing. You know, I try to explain that to people and they're like, it's liberal, it's conservative, it's socialism, it's fascism. And I'm like, no, this is corrupt pirates running inside scams, bankrupting everything, and then having the people pay for it. When Newsweek comes out and says we're all socialists now, isn't this, this is the opposite of socialism. This isn't them helicoptering money down on the people. This is helicoptering money to the offshore banks.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted precedence, it would be closest to national socialism.
I guess where they call it socialism, but really just give it all to the inner party?
Yeah, it's a fascist arrangement.
And then they call it socialist.
Right. Well, you know, the Nazi Party called themselves National Socialists. I'm not comparing either of these to Nazis. I don't think that's, you know, that misuse of the phrase strikes me as really diminishing what Nazis were all about.
But the economic system is similar.
But the economic system is, I think the best way to describe it is crony capitalism.
Yeah.
And that's a terrible system. Anybody who's ever lived in a nation like that doesn't want to be there.
Okay.
Unless, of course, they're the crony capitalists.
Okay, exactly. It's good for them, nobody else. Let's come back and talk about who's at fault, how we bring them to justice so that we can stop them. Because they control the political system now. If we don't stop them somehow, as you said, it's going to lead to Weimar Republic or, I guess, Zimbabwe. His book is The Best Way to Rob a Bank is to Own One. You got to read it, folks. We really appreciate William K. Black.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
As we've been trotting on the wine press much too long, Rebell.
Okay, in a limited time we have with William K. Black, top federal investigator of the SNLs, the Keating Five, helped send some of them to jail. And they got memos out from Keating saying, we want to kill this guy, kill him dead. Clearly, very, very scary people. And a lot of folks ended up getting dying mysterious deaths, not just here but in Australia and BCCI and Clark Clifford and that whole CIA front. Mr. Black, continuing here, I want to go back briefly and then get into who's culpable, what Geithner's up to, you know, how we stop him, because there's this key nexus point, as you point out, when you got Paulson, you got Geithner, it now comes out that even, you know, before Obama was elected, then after he was elected, they were already working with Geithner on writing up the bailout, the banker takeover, when he was head of the New York Fed. And you've got the chief of staff, Emanuel from Wall Street. And, I mean, literally, it's this tight coterie, this group of people in there working together, Republicans and Democrats, like I've never seen before in modern history. And so, but a lot of people, you know, email me and say, oh, don't bash Obama. You know, this was Bush that did all this. And I'm like, yeah, Bush did it. And now Obama's going along with it. So can you break down what happened with the banker bailout? And or from your own research, is that bipartisan?
The banker bailout is fairly bipartisan. It's wrong, not even so much, frankly, because of politics directly, as because of very, very poor creation of the plan originally by Secretary Paulson, and then eventually with the assistance of Geithner when he was still president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. This really wasn't compelled on them by the politicians. This is more they are so tight with the industry. Paulson in particular, after all, is the guy who came from Goldman Sachs, had run Goldman Sachs before he became Treasury Secretary, had gotten Goldman Sachs into toxic waste. He's the guy that got them into trouble with toxic waste. Then he comes out, and AIG is in trouble. He appoints a group to give him advice, and he puts Goldman Sachs, his own firm, on the advisory panel when it has a massive conflict of interest because AIG owes it billions and billions of dollars. And guess what? They advise. They advise Paulson to use to first to bail out AIG and then to secretly bail out favored banks, in particular Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs got $12.9 billion, the biggest single recipient of taxpayer money, through this kind of bailout. And then both Paulson, and then it continued under the Obama administration, Geithner tried very hard to make sure that we, the public, would never learn where that our taxpayer dollars had done that. What changed that, and this is why people should not give up, was political pressure from Congress. And political pressure not on the administration, which was, you know, let it roll off its back like a duck, but political pressure on AIG. And here's what the mantra was: not a penny more. Not a penny more of taxpayer money goes to AIG until we know how the money has been used. And that's pressure on AIG is the only reason we know about the Goldman bailout, or that the fact that $50 billion, roughly, of U.S. taxpayer money went to bail out foreign banks. Foreign banks. Why would we do that? Including UBS, a massive Swiss bank that at the same time we were bailing them out secretly with $5 billion, the U.S. government tells us that UBS was involved in defrauding the taxpayers of America. We hit them with a huge fine, you know, it's a settlement of $780 million. But you do the math. If we gave them $5 billion and they paid us $780 million, who really paid the fine? The U.S. taxpayers really paid that fine.
Yeah, we're paying them to steal from us. And you've got Bloomberg's reporting $12.8 trillion committed, and that's almost the gross domestic product of the country. Am I right in saying this is the biggest fraud in history?
Oh, easily. And that's why I think our mantra should be not a penny more until we have a PCORA investigation started. PCORA was the guy, experienced prosecutor that we brought in the Great Depression to say, find out the facts. And the Wall Street fat cat hated him, detested him, fought him every step of the way. But he found the facts. He found the widespread fraud, and it led to many of the statutory changes that for 50 years worked so successfully in America until Wall Street, you know, finally got enough political juice to get rid of the laws in right near the end of the Clinton administration.
Now, on record, it was the Clinton people with the Republicans in tandem in the 90s that gutted most of this, and then George W. Bush was a happy participant in the run-up to what we see now. Can you speak specifically to that? And in your own words, is this not a complete hijacking of our entire economy by Wall Street?
Well, yes, I can speak to that directly. And yes, it was at the, they were at the beck and call of the industry. The laws passed by overwhelming margins. This was very much a Reuben Summers and Phil Graham working together special to get rid of Glass-Steagall. And then the shutting down of Brooksley Born when she was trying to regulate these credit default swaps that destroyed AIG, that again was a Summers and Phil Graham working together to this is so bizarre. They not only passed a law that stopped her particular proposed regulation, the law said you can't regulate to protect the taxpayers at all.
So they are legislating protection of crime. For people that don't understand, can you explain for those that may not be able to grasp it or who've heard it bantered around in the media but don't, you know, get exactly what it is, can you explain what these toxic waste assets are? I mean, am I right in saying they're just fiat, fraudulent, Ponzi scheme, mining stock in Arizona type, crud that they then have big insurance companies certify, and then that becomes another toxic layer of debt. Those certifications are then traded, and then how many layers in the pyramid, as they nest like Russian dolls, these frauds within each other. I mean, this is the biggest. To my mind, it's just such a ridiculous scam on its face.
Well, you're right that it's layered. It isn't typically mining stock, fake mining stock. It was typically what we call subprime or liar's loans was what we call the underlying. And that means in 2006, 2007, lending to folks where a very substantial number of the people were going to default on the mortgages. We're talking maybe 25%. Typically, default rates on prime mortgages run under 1%, to give you a contrast. So something 25 times as bad, roughly. And then you did create lots of elaborate, we call them financial derivatives, on top of them, some of which took the form of supposedly being insurance. They used the language of insurance, but in reality, they were just pretty much open guarantees. That's what credit default swaps are in reality. And you're right that not only layered, but if you think about it like those kids' games where you try to stack things on top of each other.
Yes.
And they can hold up and they can hold up. They start shaking and they become more unwieldy. And the bad news is the longer it holds together before it collapses, the bigger the collapse and the more damage when it collapses.
So the old adage of the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Yeah, well, now they don't fall at all, right? They're not allowed to fall. I mean, President Obama was asked at press conference, now this is about 6 weeks ago, and he said, hardly any banks are in trouble. And he was asked, well, good, are you going to close the ones that are? Oh, no, we're not going to close any large banks. Well, What happens when you give people immunity in advance?
It causes recklessness.
At best. Recklessness on a good day, outright fraud on most days.
So can you describe this then? If it's not even a Ponzi scheme that's meant to fail now, then what is it, a debt bomb or like a black hole that then is going to suck everything into it?
Oh, no, it was a Ponzi dynamic. You had to grow and grow and grow much more rapidly, which is why people poured on the toxic waste at increasingly fast rates in 2006, 2007.
But that's what I'm asking. This is a Ponzi scheme that then blows up and turns into a black hole.
Yeah, one institution, IndyMac, sold $80 billion of liar's loans in 1 year. In 4.5 years, it sold far more liar's loans than the entire savings and loan debacle. So IndyMac, all by itself, pretty much cost the same as the entire savings and loan debacle. See how intensifying, how much worse it gets if you don't fix the underlying problem.
So they knew, though. I mean, all along, they knew this was going to implode and then devastate things.
They were selling liar's loans. What was to know?
No, I mean, I understand
that. How more transparent can you get?
So clearly.
Can you imagine coming to the regulators saying, hi, we've got a new strategic business plan. Great. What is it? We're going to make fraudulent loans. Oh, okay.
And so this is key, Professor. You're saying that, I mean, just on record, that the people that removed these laws, because I remember seeing Senator Dornan and others say this was going to happen on the floor, but, you know, he was against it. They knew from setting it up, from running it up to running it down, they fully knew, and this was premeditated.
No, I'm not saying that. I don't know that Congress knows. I'm telling you that in the trade, everybody knew that if you made something called a liar's loan, it was because they were frauds overwhelmingly, and that it was going to produce a disaster. Now, Congress, of course, is paid not to know, right? The bankers don't go in front of Congress and say, hi, we want to produce a disaster. Please take our money. They tell Congress, hey, we have this wonderful new thing, financial derivatives. And everybody, which is to say us, you know, on Wall Street, says this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, right? And everything's going to be wonderful. And we need it because unless we have it, we can't compete with the German massive, what are called universal banks that can do anything. So we have to get rid of every protection we've ever put in place in the United States, so that our big banks can compete with their giant banks. That's how they sold it to Congress.
But obviously somebody in Congress before knew it was bad, or it wouldn't have been illegal previously.
Well, yes, because we did an investigation and we found the facts. So I urge your listeners to join us in demanding an investigation of what caused the problem and, of course, that we then fix the problem as opposed to ignore it.
All right,
we
in your own words.
We did fix it after the Great Depression, and it worked for, you know, a whole two generations of Americans.
All right, well, we're going to get into solutions in the final segment coming up, and also want folks to get your book, The Best Way to Rob a Bank is to Own One, by our guest, William K. Black. But to Mr. Black, specifically, you've been very critical, even though you were a supporter of Obama, of Geithner and others. Specifically, what has Geithner been up to? I mean, isn't he a central figure in all of this?
Absolutely. And he is makes it absolutely clear that Obama, in this category, finance, was continuing the Paulson policies, because Geithner was Paulson's right-hand man. And you would have thought that would have disqualified him. But for some reason, that was viewed as a positive by the Obama administration. And so he was not only kept on, he was promoted to Treasury Secretary. And, of course, he's continued these policies. And in some ways, he's actually made them worse. And that's saying something, because the Paulson policies were horrific.
And then Obama comes out and says, I'm fighting the CEO bonuses. And then it turns out he wrote the executive order and told Senator Dodd to write the loophole in the stimulus package. I mean, that is a new level in arrogant lying.
Well, and it's not just that, because the press reports also show that Treasury is currently working behind the scenes with Wall Street to try to exempt them effectively from even the existing laws that were passed in part over the opposition of the Obama administration.
Oh.
Right? In the stimulus bill, and this again, but, you know, don't give up, folks. In the stimulus bill, there was a revolt among Democrats. And in complete opposition to what President Obama wanted, they put some restraints on bonuses and compensation into the stimulus bill. But, of course, as I said, the reports are that the Obama administration is now trying to work with Wall Street to help evade those restrictions. We need to re-energize both sides of the aisle to stop this.
Mr. Black, what does it mean when they do these stress tests to the banks and then say to the banks, don't tell the public what we found, and then it leaks that the banks are really in dire situation?
Oh, no, it doesn't leak that they're really in dire situation. They're busy leaking the propaganda that everything's wonderful. And it's being picked up uncritically in places like Bloomberg and the New York Times. The stress tests are a sham, and I've said that. You know, people can go on the web, sites like Naked Capitalism, and see excerpts of my reasons why it's a sham. I predicted in advance it would be a sham, and it's obviously proven to be a sham.
That's my next question. Where, and we're about to break, where can people find the body of your work? It's prolific. I mean, they can buy your book in stores, but how do folks find your writings? Just Google William K. Black?
That will work, although you'll get many hits.
Or go to, you said, thenakedcapitalist.com? Or
Naked Capitalism is one of the financial blog sites. You can look at Huffington Post. You can look at Cato.
All right, stay there, sir. We really appreciate you being with us. An amazing individual, William K. Black, is our guest. We'll be right back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. There is a war on for your mind. And we have somebody who's a great captain for liberty in the fight to get people to open their minds and wake up. William K. Black, author of The Best Shelling, wrote it 3-4 years ago, and it's bestseller again because he predicted everything that was going to happen. The best way to rob a bank is to own one. Be sure and get that. Because if we don't turn this around, you know, that's the big question, sir. If we don't turn this around and they just continue the Ponzi schemes that are now getting galactic in size, where is this leading us?
Well, you can already see where it's been leading, right? The savings and loan crisis, it was a miracle it was contained when it was, because the political pressure there was even more severe than you had here. But you turned out to have this incredibly brave regulator, Ed Gray, who took on his own administration, took on Wall Street, and succeeded brilliantly. But there's been nobody like that in this crisis. So you had the savings loan at about $150 billion. Then you go over to Russia, and they tried out these ideas in Russian privatization. And it produced massive corruption and the rise of a few very, very rich multi-billionaires, many of them connected with organized crime.
The oligarchs.
The oligarchs. And, it, you know, when this happens, look what happens politically in reaction, right? You get dramatic political changes as people become infuriated. So where did they hit next? This was the Washington consensus, was their phrase, that we knew how to run life, and it was the way Wall Street said. And so they did this through Latin America. And what did it produce there?
Argentina.
Well, 10 years of stagnation and incredible corruption and giveaways to the biggest, you know, their version of Wall Street. And what has happened politically? Who's getting elected in Latin America? You know, people that now intensely hate capitalism and America in reaction. Well, we didn't learn any of those lessons from any of those crises, so we are currently in this one. And this one is big enough that it's global, and it's going to be the most severe recession in the lives of anybody under the age of 80. We can't afford to repeat it, because you don't just repeat, as I've been trying to get across. When you don't fix it, it doesn't just repeat. It comes back much worse.
Okay, we're going to get to solutions in the final segment coming up in a moment. But Madoff, you talk about organized crime. It's now in the Times of London and the Associated Press. I'm sure you've seen it, that Cuomo's going after one of Madoff's managers, and they're saying they believe there's organized crime, drug money, laundering going on.
In all of the really big frauds, you're going to find the other thing we haven't talked about, and that is the role of the offshore stuff, right? Which is like UBS we were talking at, the giant Swiss bank, where very, very wealthy people evade taxes by putting their money in these tax havens, and that always leads to wide-scale corruption.
And doesn't it lead to selective enforcement, though? I mean, we see Geithner and all of them saying they're going to go after this, but then when you read the fine print, it's selectively, and that's what the Caymans and the Virgin Islands and the Swiss are saying. Is there any truth to that?
Well, that's certainly true, period. In other words, if you looked in the Bush administration, which was particularly terrible on this, it largely reoriented its enforcement against poor taxpayers and away from rich taxpayers. Actually, what we're trying to do on UBS might reverse that a bit. That would be good news.
We're going
to
come right back. I want to finish up with that. Yeah, that's right. I remember seeing the numbers where they took almost all the FBI agents off the billionaire swindlers and put them on blue collar and white collar, you know, mid-level stuff. Just amazing. Talk about Fox running the hen house.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I am chomping at the bit to be there in his law offices in Kansas City at the law school. Aaron and Rob are up there. They're about to do an interview with him for TV here in Austin and film work we're doing. Just amazing, because I've studied this constantly and have all these guests on, and then to talk to Mr. Black, he just puts it all together. Okay, you were getting into what I've even seen in the New York Times and Washington Post. They admit that under Bush, they took most of the regulators and most of the FBI investigators off the big tax thieves and put them literally on mom and pops. I mean, if that is an open, conscious criminality, I mean, you'd think the government would want these tax revenues. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, they throw away money. It's completely insane. They cut the overall number, even though they knew that they would cost them more in lost taxes than they would save by not having enough IRS people. And then they oriented the IRS people overwhelmingly towards not even middle class, but actually working class Americans. So. You know, it's a spectacular misuse of money. It results in far less tax dollars being, far fewer tax dollars being collected. There's nobody that can defend it, but it's part of the general peace. You know, white-collar prosecutions are down more than 25% under the Bush administration when, of course, white-collar crimes reached an unprecedented level in history.
And now it's accelerating under Obama. Or, I mean, are we seeing an acceleration of that? I mean, I don't see them changing the enforcement.
Well, we certainly haven't seen it yet. I talked earlier that they first announced that they were actually going to investigate the big lenders, which they themselves, again, said were the key frauds, 2 years ago, March 2007. Not a single major indictment. So, you know, maybe they have, you know, they're having the most wonderful, most secret, most successful investigation of all time, and there have been no leaks. But that doesn't sound like America to me.
All right, we only got a few minutes left, sir, and then I'll let you take a break and do the interview with the guys. Again, we're very thankful we'll have you back up soon because you can't do this in an hour. In closing, what are the solutions? I mean, for me, if we start grand jury investigations, not just federal but state, if we go after more of these Madoff crooks, get them to flip and expose the larger system, isn't the quickest way to end this is to have investigations and start arresting people? I mean, won't that point out how this is criminal and needs to be stopped?
But you won't get that as long as the failed bankers, often the fraudulent failed bankers, are left in positions of power. You need to put honest bankers in who will have the incentive and the orders to find where the bodies are buried and to make the necessary criminal referrals. The FBI cannot do this on its own. So here's an action agenda. One, start the PCORA investigation immediately. Two, get rid of the bad bankers that caused the failures. Three, put honest, competent bankers in. Four, find the facts about the assets. Five, make the appropriate criminal referrals with detailed roadmaps for the FBI so they can make a successful case. Six, indict them. Seven, look for the Achilles heel in the fraud. We don't have remotely enough people. We should, of course, increase greatly the number of FBI agents, but you also have to do like an emergency in medicine. You have to triage. You have to prioritize. So go after the rating agencies. There are only three of them. With 20 competent regulators, you could rip that place out and build it in a competent, fresh fashion. And without the AAA ratings, this crisis couldn't have become a global disaster. So well, there's my action agenda.
Very well done. And please talk to the guys in more detail about solutions. The problem is, though, the very corrupt elite that have engineered this are in control of both parties, and the fox is running the hen house. So it doesn't look like that's going to happen, does it?
If we get the facts through a PCORA investigation, we will so embarrass them that they will not be able to block many of these reforms.
And it is us or them. I mean, they're only going to make it worse if we don't do it, right?
That's the whole history that I just went through.
All right.
It's getting much worse.
Thank you so much, Mr. Black. Thank you for spending time.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Deal, ladies and gentlemen. We've been having so many guests on and been so busy that I haven't been taking a lot of calls lately. And I know we've got callers all over the map who want to talk about a host of issues. Is this a current date of callers here, John, or have we even opened the phones up yet? All right, I'm going to open the phone lines right now at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Man, the lady that cut my hair cut it too short. I look like buckwheat now. My hair keeps sticking up and back. And I'm not somebody that cares how I look, but my goodness. I mean, I've now turned into buckwheat here, ladies and gentlemen. You know Buckwheat from the Little Rascals? He's got the hairstyle going. I guess the buckwheat looks kind of in. So I'm like styling here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. Get me a faux hawk. What's a faux hawk? He's got a faux hawk. My God, ladies and gentlemen, business suits have been replaced with faux hawks. All right, 1-800-259-9231. I mean, there was a former top federal regulator and investigator telling you that complete criminals run everything. I mean, they consciously are running it. The foxes run the hen house. Congress is bankrolled by these people. The Republicans are bankrolled by them. Obama's bankrolled by them. It wouldn't matter who we elected, they would have done this. But they wanted Obama because they decided he could sucker people a little bit better. And that's it. Period. And, you know, I try to laugh about this, but it's not funny because your pension funds, your police funds, your fire funds, your teacher funds, your private funds, we're all invested in this, and they've already stolen about half of it. And they're going to steal it all. That's what this hyperinflation means. And that's guaranteed with what they've done. Let me run over some of the other headlines here that are very, very important. This is all my global government stack I had yesterday. Where's the stack I had earlier on the show? I wanted to go over that. I can't keep track of it anymore, ladies and gentlemen. It's just... Well, what's happened is, and it's even happened to me, we've all gotten acclimated to live with corruption, to live with government out of control and corporations out of control and individuals out of control. I mean, we just put up with more crap than we should, and now criminals are just running over every facet of society. I mean, it's criminal when the police run a checkpoint without warrants, but we put up with it. It's criminal when they have the army out suddenly running checkpoints to acclimate us. Why do you think they're doing all of that? Because they're going to steal everything and take it offshore, and they know people are going to riot and burn everything down. And they're going to march out the cops and military to have gun battles with you when you're doing it. And the banks even brag in their IMF World Bank documents that they love that because then they get to buy up what's left even cheaper. And I'm saying we don't want this to happen, and so I get newspapers attacking me because I'm calling for not having violence. The establishment is bold. They say, you want to murder cops. And I go, I just said we don't want this to happen. And they go, no, you want to murder cops. You cause cops to be murdered. And I'm going, the bankers are engineering a collapse. They're going to go after the people's guns. They've introduced the bills. It's going to be a bloodbath. We don't want violence. And they say, you know what? You're a cop killer. See, I mean, it's like this is psychological warfare. They mean it to be crazy. They mean it to be wild. You know, why have they come out in the case of one Al-Qaeda member and claimed he's been killed over 15 times and never retract the last time he was killed? Why do they do that? They never say he wasn't killed last time. Chemical Ali, they claimed they killed him four times. Now they're saying they're going to execute him or something. And they would say, here he is. Here's his dead body. Here's the dead bodies of Saddam's sons. And then they'd say a month later, oh, we killed Saddam's sons again. We killed Chemical Ali again. Oh, we killed him again 6 months later. Oh, we killed him again. And they never retract that we didn't kill him last time. They are practicing being caught as liars openly. It's a psychological tactic in psychological warfare to just be caught, and it's just... And then I remember the first time they said they killed him, they said, oh, here's their two dead bodies, bombed in a house. You can pull this up. And it said they've been reconstructed with wax and clay, so they're recognizable. And it's too... I mean, I could take a ball of clay and make a better fake head and stick a fake mustache on it. And I remember looking at the pictures on the news and saying, those are fake. Those aren't even people. And then they came out of the other and said, oh, yeah, it was reconstructed clay to show what their dead bodies look like. That was in the news. Like they came out and said, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed bombed all these buildings that were bombed 4 years after he was in custody. And the news just said, doesn't matter if he was in custody, he bombed it. They just practice evil. They just practice lying constantly. But there's millions of other types of deception. Here's one. I'm on the treadmill this morning for 30 minutes. I didn't have enough time to be on there longer. And I'm watching CNN and Fox. I'm flipping back and forth. And it's Barack Obama's got a lot of rich Wall Street people in his administration. But David Gergen, a Republican, says that's a good idea because they're experts and know how to fix it. And the next piece was he lost his arm in Iraq. But he's not even a U.S. citizen. How mean. But now he gets to become a U.S. citizen. That's meant to make you think it's okay that they're converting the majority of the force from a big piece to a majority to foreigner illegal aliens from all over the country and all over the world. And then I was back there getting some coffee earlier, and it was another piece on another news channel. I think it was MSN, and we were recording it, and I'm seeing the propaganda. They got the same report on another channel. This is admittedly fake to where, oh, I love the foreigners that make up our... They aren't bringing in foreign troops, though they've signed agreements to use purely foreign armies publicly. That isn't a rumor. That's mainstream news. Public agreements. Congress asked last year, what are you doing signing agreements to use foreign troops in the United States? And NORTHCOM said, have you read PDD 51? Shut up! Shut up, Congress, or we'll put you in a MIAC report. We run things now. Literally. Don't believe me, guys, Google it. It was in the Toronto Star and a bunch of Canadian papers and one U.S. paper. Google this. Let me call up the exact headline. Hold on, or close. And I'll go to your calls. Because I keep getting emails saying they're not doing deals for foreign troops, even though I've been to urban warfare drills where they're training to have foreign troops take your guns and admitting it's for America. Police State 2000. Let me think. Congress complains about not being notified about military agreement with Canada and Mexico. Congress complains about not being notified or not being included, something like that. And then you read the article, it just calmly says, Canadian and Mexican troops signed deals in Canada today to, under NORTHCOM, police the United States during insurrection or terrorism. And then they come out in the Canadian paper and go, oh, the troops are going to be patrolling to stop drunks on the weekends. Same thing here. We're stopping drunk driving with the Army. And then they announce it here. And the governor of Tennessee says, no, you're not going to use Army on the streets of Tennessee. And they go, oh, we aren't? Go to hell. That was last weekend. We're all, oh, we had a victory. The governor said no. And then we learned Monday, it's in the newspapers, the Army was out with highways shut down, quote, for over a mile with the Army searching people. And then I go, oh, look, here's the Tennessee newspapers. And then I get national newspapers saying I'm a lying kook and it doesn't exist. I mean, you know, it's reached a new level. Like Obama writing the executive order for the bonuses and then getting on TV saying, I'm going to stop the bonuses. I'm outraged. I mean, they've introduced all these bills to basically ban guns in America. Unlimited banning is what one of the bills gives you. And then they just say to us, you're liars. I mean, I have newspaper reporters calling me going, why are you putting out this disinformation that Obama wants the guns? And I go, well, let me give you some bill numbers. No, no, I'm not interested in that. You're not interested, you little... Oh, man, I'm not going to... I mean, folks, we're total criminals run everything. We are screwed. And if we don't realize how bad it is, we have no hope of getting out of this. The house has caved in on us. You know, we're pinned, we're bleeding, and the American people are going, oh, it's a little cramped, but I'm like in the rubble with them going, listen, this is really bad. We got to work together to dig out of here. And you know, and they're like, shut up, conspiracy theorist. Hold on, let me pull this 2x4 with nails out of my back. I mean, we're caved in here, and I'm saying, let's dig our way out. And then people are arguing, going, I don't know. The ceiling's supposed to be 6 inches from the floor. And there's those of us that have been trying to hold the house up. You know, we're down here in the mine, like the song Big John. And we're sitting there trying to hold this thing up together. And then and the public's punching us in the stomach and chest going, stop it, conspiracy theorists. Stop being anti-government. You're evil. There's no New World Order. There's no global bank. Everything's fine. Shut up. There's no one-child policy and no carbon tax. And they're just punching us. We're going, please, stop. I'm trying, you know, they're just punching us. I'm going, please. We're trying to hold up things, you know. And they're just bam, bam, bam. And they're just like punching us as fast as they can. We're going, please, please, we can't hold it much longer. My God, they're building FEMA camps. Shut up, liar. The government loves me. Shut up. And they're just punching. Number one, please, please, please stop punching. No, the government's good. Government loves me. And just punching. And the cops are reading MIAC reports and pulling Ron Paul supporters over. Get out of the car. And of course, then they're starting to buy guns and starting to go, whoa, we're going to have to fight. Do you see how this is a self-fulfilling prophecy? You understand this is real? Tyranny's come to our shores. Bondage is coming. And no, you don't understand that. You're arrogant. You like your petty power in government. And the yuppies think everything's fine. And you have no idea how bad this is going to get. But down the road, you will. And we can still turn around and beat it. Pelosi's openly saying national gun registration.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government.
This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
You know, Home Game, one of our sponsors, has sent us all these little orange gorillas. Bring one in. I want to make a tinfoil hat for one of them. Because if you think the banks are corrupt and out of control, you're a tinfoil hat person. Look at that. Very evil. Now, this is probably in a MIAC report. Ha, 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 yeah. Ha, ninja attack. Anyways, you know what? I try to have fun. And I apologize. I need to be more serious. Let's just go to your phone calls right now, as promised. Joe in New Mexico, sir, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I'm getting kind of frustrated here, and I was listening to that William Black interview with you, and I watched his Moyers. People got to go back and watch the third segment on that. This guy he's holding back. You know, you are a truth seeker. This guy's, in my opinion, he's pulling the blame back. And the reason why I say that, Alex, is he talks about how these guys have good intentions and they were just frankly scared, and that's why they did the bailouts. You know, ask him, what's up with the WaMu and J.P. Morgan, a solvent entity being sucked up by J.P.
Morgan? Well, I mean, he's on this show saying that they engineered the thing knowing it would collapse and that they're criminals. I mean, yeah, you know, he's one of the strongest voices out there at his level.
But Alex, the guy is holding back. He knows more. He knows a lot more. And I just wonder why he's scared or holding back. He's not like you. He doesn't go full bore and say, these are the facts. You can just see it. There's more to this. And I think he's pulling a Glenn Beck and he's desensitizing people on the issue and it's kind of follow what I'm saying. You know, I'm just frustrated.
No, I hear you. But instead of worrying about the bankers taking over and everything that's happening and them admitting they're chemtrailing us now, just deny it all. You know, because you don't want them to say you wear a tinfoil hat. I mean, the governments have always...
No, but it's like the tea parties, Alex. They're talking about taxation. The problem is the stinking Federal Reserve.
No, I agree. But listen, more and more, it's a process. More and more at those tea party meetings... they are talking about the private Federal Reserve and the New World Order. So what's happening is that's the reason Fox News is having to at least pay lip service to FEMA camps and New World Order and global currency now, is because conservatives, libertarians, and liberals have been woken up by people like you and I and many others, and so they've lost all credibility. So you even hear a lot of this stuff on CNBC and CNN now. So they understand that we're effective. So, folks, you should feel good to a certain extent that we've been able to reach as many people as we've have been able to, but I appreciate your call. Will in Louisiana. Will, you're on the air. Hi.
I first want to introduce or what I think planned by the IMF with the synthetic currency loans and how they plan to deface or devalue the currency.
Yes, go ahead.
What they're planning to do is take this currency, loans, let's say the United States loans Japanese, and then they pay us back that loan, with Japanese yen in their exchange rate. So they don't have to hold American dollars.
Sir, there's no such thing as exchange rate. Hundreds of newspapers haven't announced that there's a world government. Everything is fine. I mean, you know, no one's ever wanted to rule the world. There aren't global elites. The Council on Foreign Relations, in literally hundreds of documents just in the last few years, you know, hasn't called for global governance. I mean, they actually have, but international institutions and global governance program, World Order 21st Century, May 1st, 2008, with David Rockefeller saying they're going to engineer a planetary takeover by the UN by a world depression. I mean, that doesn't exist, sir. And if you think it exists, if you think the CFR exists, well, then you're an orange monkey wearing a tinfoil hat. That's all I can really say.
But do you see how they don't have to hold American dollars now? They can just pay us back in.
But see, according to the yuppies, none of this even exists. So why does it even matter?
And then can I touch on one thing, the collateralized debt obligations?
Sure, go ahead.
And how they don't have to pay tax if they're a multinational. They're exempt from certain taxes.
Yes.
Based on these collateralized debt
obligations. No, I mean, they pay less than 1% tax. So taxes is for little people. That's why the IRS has its investigators going after folks making 20 grand a year. They don't go after folks making a billion a year. Go ahead.
And basically, that's all I wanted to touch. I wanted to touch on the synthetic currency loans and the more information needs to be looked into on the tax structure within these derivatives and these collateralized debt obligations.
Yeah, no, you're right. And they're already issuing the global currency, and they admit that in major papers. But again, that doesn't exist according to the yuppies, who are actually a brainwashed cult of nuts. They're the tinfoil hat wearers. They believe the false reality because they're such cowards, and that's why they're going to lose everything they've got. But even when they lose everything they've got, they're such cowards, they're still going to worship the government and feel like they're members of the establishment, and the government's going to point them like a dangerous horde at us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day.
Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Rob Dew, my producer, one of our producers, popping in real quick here on show with us. And I'm going to your calls right now, here in just a moment. Got some key updates for folks. You found a 1930s newspaper editorial describing how the communists are actually in control of the banks. So people knew what was going on. They're not really communists. They're criminals that tell the dumbed-down public, we're here to give you money, a worker's paradise. And the first thing they do is steal all the money and set up a police state. But read for folks who are on the radio who can't see that on screen at prisonplanet.tv what it says.
So it's a picture. It's an editorial cartoon, and it's got a guy. His name is I can't even read it now, but he's a they're all in Harvard type graduate uniforms, and they're running down on this cart, and they're shoveling money out of it, and then over here, this is, I guess, Karl Marx. Is that
yes,
who that is?
Yes, Karl Marx.
Yeah.
Very nice person.
It says plan of action for U.S. Spin under the guise of recovery, bust the government, blame the capitalists for the failure, junk the Constitution, and declare a dictatorship. And it says, young, it has a thing here, it says, young pinkies from Columbia and Harvard, depleting the resources of the soundest government in the world. And this is from 1933. And there it is on there.
You absolutely. Right, and I printed the article. It's here in my stack. What is it? 49%. I'm going from memory. Let me get it. 49% of Americans say they want socialism because they've been sold on that means you get the rich people's money. No, that means the rich people with the IRS take you if you mow lawns for a living's money. And that's what we just covered earlier with Professor Black.
Mm-hmm.
And they give it to offshore banks. And this is not socialism. And socialism never exists. Elites always, the big foundations, the big money push it because they want to steal what you've got and feed it right into their gaping mouths. Guys, pull up that Infowars.com headline. It was
it's like history repeating itself.
Yeah, it's out of a major polling agency did it, and 49%. And I love the graphic Nemo put up for the story. It's a picture. I'm gonna make a T-shirt out of this. It's a picture of a guy with a in blue, in red with a gun up to a guy in a blue's head who's got the bag of money in his hand.
Right.
And it says socialism. That's all it is. But that's my point on that. Now, we got a lot of exciting stuff happening. Activists, if you want to be in the new Obama film, get the Obama Deception. It is the new film right now. But on July 4th, a new Obama film is coming out. And then I'm going to take a rest from that for a while. But it's so important to discredit him and show he's a fraud. We're doing that. We're sending folks, and now they've asked me to speak, but I don't know if I'm going to go. April 19th up at Lexington in Massachusetts, where the Revolutionary War started in 1775 with the gun confiscation. Today they would just come take the guns and say, we're not taking your guns, but we're taking them. And the Patriots, the founders would have said, oh, yes, you're taking my guns at gunpoint, but you're not taking my guns. You know, but they weren't mind control drinking fluoride then, so it wouldn't work. So we're going to have cameras up there. You're going to that. We can't be everywhere. Shoot video of tea parties. So I want to show the solution, the activism. While we're at, we'll probably do a little vignette exposing Beck as an operative. But tell folks about some of the great ideas listeners have, and I'm going to the calls.
Yeah, we got an email from a group in Arizona State University. Obama's speaking there on the 13th of May, and they're going to pass out. And I saw they showed the boxes of the Obama deceptions they've been copying. They're going to pass out 10,000 copies of the Obama deception at the commencement speech, which that's a great idea. Guys, and I think we're inviting, I invited the one guy who started this on the show. I sent him an email.
Yeah, that will devastate them.
Oh, yeah.
And again, you can do this cheaply now because at prisonplanet.tv, you can download DivX copies that play on almost all the new DVD players and put the film in pretty good quality. It's not DVD quality, but it's close. Right. You can blow up on the screen. It looks, you know, it's nice. It's not crystal clear like the, you know, high quality DVD folks can get. But point is, you can burn them to disc. Yeah. Those things cost like 20 cents a piece.
Yeah. And put them in paper sleeves.
And so what's 10,000 times 20 cents?
Oh, that's $2,000? Is that right? Good math.
Yeah, you're good. And then more fluoride, and you stop being able to do that. Okay, I was wrong. I knew I was going from memory. Just 53% say capitalism better than socialism. So 47%, I just need to find the poll because I'm reading it wrong. The point is, only 53%, that's the headline, say capitalism better than socialism. That's because they're being manipulated about what socialism really means.
That's probably the people that just have jobs, 53%. Anyway, also, the hostage dies as French attacks Somali pirates. This isn't the same ship that we were talking about, but a French hostage and two pirates died Friday in a rescue operation off Somali's coastline, the French president's office in Paris said Friday. Four hostages, including a child, were freed from the hijacked yacht after almost a week in captivity, Nicolas Sarkozy's office said. So they decided to move in when pirates refused their offers, and one hostage died, and they killed two pirates.
So things are getting out of control. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much, Rob. Do keep kicking New World Order Heine there.
Alrighty.
Okay, who's up next here, John? Who should I go to next? Daniel in Alabama, sir. Welcome. He's listening to his radio.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, sir. First, I want to say God bless you and thank you for all your hard work. The one thing I wanted to touch on, you was talking about the gun control, Holder and Pelosi and all them. They've got another ploy. I don't know how it is in other parts of the country, but I know down here it's getting hard as toenails to get ammunition.
They put all these rules and harassment with regulators on the ammo companies, and the military has been stockpiling and hoarding way over the amount they need. That is confirmed, and the military historically would always sell the brass of the .45, of the .223, of the .308, of the 9mm to the major ammo companies. They've now, under order of Obama, refused to sell the millions and millions of rounds a month to the casings to complete the entire cartridge.
I was reading the Liberty Hill blog, and they were talking about how Congress had shot all that down. I don't believe that, and I'm going to tell you why. Up here at the local Walmart, my daughter wanted to do some target shooting, and she was out of shells for her .22, and they had told us they were going to get in a big shipment. And then 3 days before the shipment's supposed to come in, they tell us they canceled it. I mean, it's getting that bad, you can't even get shells for a .22 down here.
I know, and they've been denying. They go, we don't want your guns, and I've seen the YouTube clip. We're trying to find it earlier and couldn't. Somebody email us. This is what he says word for word. He says, listen, we're not going to ban all your guns overnight. We're going to do it in steps, and we have a right under the Second Amendment to restrict your gun ownership. That's what it means. And I mean, I've got the video. I've seen it of him saying that, but regardless, we have the state law he tried to pass in Illinois to ban all handguns. And he supported the D.C. gun ban for total ban of citizens. And now they've introduced the bills. And now Pelosi says they want national registration. That means a fine and a fee every year to have your gun. It's really a fine. And that you've got to go through federal licensing, and that turns a right into a privilege. They are now pushing it.
Another point I wanted to make, but because I don't want to hold you long, I know there's got to be other callers, because it's
going
to be forever to get through. But what I also wanted to say was that, you know, people don't believe that the UN is involved in all this. I have it on good authority because I saw this with my own eyes. Our own national and state parks have been deeded over to the UN. They don't even belong to us anymore.
Oh, sir, that's Executive Order 12,986. I made my first film in 97 about that. America destroyed by design. And the UN came to the Kentucky legislature and told them under IMF World Bank rules that they basically run under their control. And the legislature said no and kicked them out. But now they admit, I'm sure it's been confirmed, China's demanded our lands and roads for collateral on the debt. And it just came in today. That was in my stack. Congress did pass the bill to accompany Bush's executive order of last year to hand all the infrastructure, including the roads, over to the foreigners. They do this in third world nations. Here it is. Senate votes to end moratorium and sell off our highways to foreign toll operators. Bills now going to the House. This is out of the Texas Senate. I got another one of the feds. Voted 29-2 in favor of reauthorizing private toll contracts that essentially sell our highways to the highest bidder. So there you go. I appreciate your call, sir. Yeah, and again, it's all about lying with these criminals. They came out 2 months ago and said, so people shut up at the legislative session they had. They said, look, Trans-Texas Corridor NAFTA Highway is dead. AP headline. And then three paragraphs down. In fact, pull that up. Trans-Texas Corridor is dead. And dozens of publications had similar headlines. And then couple paragraphs down, it says, but they're going to break the project up into subgroups and just give it new names. The whole thing continues. And then in Indiana, Texas, New Jersey, Florida, they'll take a roads that say is worth $30 billion over the next 50 years in the lease. They'll say, $1 billion, you get it. And then they run a scam where they then use taxpayer money to actually upkeep the roads, and the bankers give nothing. Yeah, look at this. Trans-Texas Corridor is dead. Dallas Morning News. Click on it. Put it up on screen for me. I can read it from here. Dallas Morning News is loading right now on screen, and when it loads, I will, there it is, loading up for everyone. Got to close a Kohl's ad. But anyway, let's go back to your calls. Ah, boy. I've got to do nothing but take calls this Sunday or something. I'm out of control. Bill in Connecticut. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, how's it feel to be Sarah Connors?
What do you mean, Sarah Connor?
From the Terminator. You're out there trying to fight the whole thing, and it's great. I love it. I love listening to everything you got going on here.
I can't have a baby that'll do it in the future. It's there all of us out there, Sarah Connor, but we're not waiting, you know, for the Terminators to land. They're here.
Yeah, I got you on that. Hey, listen, several things. I was trying to reach you the other day. I hope you guys got it. When they were talking about the whole thing with the electric grid, the cyber thing.
Yes, where they say they've got to control the web and be able to shut it off because Chinese...
Yeah, that's the legislation, but I tried to email you the link because I couldn't believe this. You were on air and I was trying to call in, and they had on CNBC, I'm a stockbroker of 22 years. I've been working on Wall Street for 22 years. And at any rate, they on CNBC at 12:04 p.m., they turn around and said they're all of a sudden a flash. You know, cyber spies are in the works from either China or Russia to shut down the electric grid. You know, and this is all in line with
Rockefeller's
legislation.
No, I did see it. And they're saying that China and Russia are doing it through the Internet. And so he says we must get rid of the Internet. That's a quote from Jay Rockefeller because of this. And again, right as their bill is introduced, right as they're taking the web over, Mother Jones admits it, so they can kill it in their own words for our safety, the Chinese and Russians attack.
Around blame somebody else when it was them themselves. I mean, it makes me sick because I've never believed any of this stuff, to tell you the truth. I mean, a year ago July, I went down to Washington, D.C. and saw Ron Paul. I went down and did the march down there. And, you know, none of that got on the air, but that was pretty interesting. But one of the things that I thought was amazing was back in, September 11th when that took place, I worked at One Penn Plaza. I was up on the 41st floor. I watched the whole thing from my office. I couldn't believe what I saw. And, you know, it was like, for me, I was sitting there going, you know, I can't believe this. I mean, I'm walking out of the office at 11 o'clock. I was the last ones to leave the building, pushed the elevator button. And I got to tell you, this thought popped into my head. And the thought was basically here, you know, Israel's got the United States in its back pocket now. And that was back then, you know. So it was just tripped out. I mean, this whole thing going forward. And one of the other things I wanted to mention was that, you know, this whole thing with the CDOs and the collapse of the financial system that we've been witnessing here. I mean, you know, 22 years ago, Michael Milliken created, you know, junk bonds. And the junk bonds that he created 22 years ago literally you know, wiped out the savings and loans, the thrifts, the insurance companies, et cetera, all the way up and took the market down from 87 to 91. This stuff that's going on today, it's the same thing. It's no different.
Absolutely. And by engaging in the financial terrorism, saying we were going to have a depression, that destroyed confidence and then hit all the legitimate real stocks so they can depress it and suck it up. And they write white papers about how they do this.
Yeah. What's happening here now, Alex, is that when, if you go back to Michael Milken, okay, to me, that was like a test balloon. You know, it was like, here, let's see if this works. You know, let's throw this out there. Let's see if this works. And they saw that it did work, and now it's like, you know, 22 years later, they turn around and say, okay, here, we're going to come up with these CDOs, CDSs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to sell them all around the world, and basically what that is I don't know if you're familiar with a collateralized mortgage obligation, but the bottom line is that what these guys would do is they take a loan, and then they break it up into various different pieces, or what's known as tranches.
And they claim it has value, and they claim it's certified, and sell it as an asset when it's a debt.
Imagine this. What they did is they went another step further. Now they turn around and they do fractional banking on all of these assets.
Oh, yeah,
They sell them, repackage them, sell them, repackage them, sell them, repackage them, sell them, repackage them over and over and over again. So you're not talking about, you know, a $1 trillion problem, a $12 trillion problem. Some of the numbers I've seen are like a quadrillion and a half dollars.
That's what the experts we've talked to have said. Because they would leverage banks and insurance companies and everybody engaging in fractional reserve banking and create new banks with seed money from that. And then they would leverage 7 times and then leverage and create another bank and then leverage. And then they buy up the planet and then say, you're our slaves now. SWAT teams, they're our slaves. And the cops go, that's right. Bankers say, well, they have the money. Good to hear from you, sir. Really appreciate it, Bill. Let's talk to Matt in Texas. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome.
Who again?
Yes, Matt. Welcome to
All
the
right.
House.
Okay. I had a question. You know, the Tea Parties and everything. Well, I've gotten into that a little. We call ours Americans for Integrity in Government.
Oh, that sounds evil.
That sounds evil?
I'm being sarcastic. Oh, yeah. Freedom, okay. Integrity. Oh, my God. Oh, the government doesn't like that.
But, you know, we are so far behind in education, I think, in what we know as far as, you know, Republican, Democrat. We're pitted against each other, and I just, I'm kind of, I'd like to be able to, you know, offer a way to, you know, be educated and take action at the same time. That's what we want to do. I mean, and these people, you know, I would say most of them are Republicans, but we, you know, we're trying not to be a Republican, you know, thing.
I agree. That's healthy. Well, I mean, you know, it was mostly Democrats against Bush, and now it's mostly Republicans against Obama. It's the partisanship in its very nature. But we've got to, that's what the Obama deception does, is it shows you they're all paid for. We got to arrest the bankers. That's the key. You want a solution? Arrest the crooks.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late. Too late. Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up? Why? And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage? Supplies are running low. Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
I'm very thankful to all the listeners tuning in and hearing all the guests, the information, and also putting up with me.
He will, for man has invented his
you know, I'm normally been a lot calmer the last few months on air. But I'm kind of a loser in ways. I go back and forth smoking cigarettes, not smoking cigarettes. And the problem is every time I quit smoking cigarettes, start really exercising a lot, I get crazed even more than normal. So I've been like that lately. I'm going to go jogging right now when I get off air to hopefully settle down. So that's one reason I've been a little bit more obnoxious lately this week. But I know it's made for interesting radio listening. But, you know, this stuff is so real, folks. It's hard to get your mind around. It's hard to deal with. I'm going to take a few final calls. I'm tempted to go into overdrive just so we can take all the calls that are here. But I'm not going to do it. We'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and, of course, back on Monday. And remember, this show grows because you spread the word about it. And as we reach more people, as we educate more people, we have a better chance of bringing these criminals to justice. Again, it's very bold and criminal what the globalists are doing. And if we can just get the folks to realize they have power and that they have a chance to affect things and that their interest is to stand up and say no and get past the left-right distraction, we can fix this. One of the sponsors I wanted to tell you about was pepperspray.com. Just great prices, huge selection, been around since 94 on the web. Pepperspray.com, that's one word, pepperspray.com, or 800-908-9988, 800-908-9988. We got stun guns and tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms, and a lot more. Don't forget ColaBlue.com, the best atmospheric water generator out there, bar none. Sends it through 7 filters after it grabs the water out of the air, 7.5 gallons a day. ECOLOBlue.com, ColaBlue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, ColaBlue.com, ladies and gentlemen. Just fabulous system. Check out the banners at InfoWars.com. I'll take one more call. Should we go into overdrive? But then I got to have them call the other numbers. We're in the other studio. And then as we decouple from the mothership and Minneapolis, St. Paul, and we're just out of our little operation. But I want to get to all these people. Who's up next? Who was up next, John? Josh in North Carolina. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. Good to be speaking with you again. So what I have several things that are actually of very high importance on the list that I want to bring up. I think I'm going to start off with the first being the NIAC document, which has been posted to the Prison Planet Forum by one of the moderators known as Anti-Illuminati. Now, being that
when we have the MIAC report,
not MIAC, not an M, N, the National, the NAS Information Architecture Committee.
Oh, okay,
Okay. this report is the exact detailed report of how they integrated the DOD's systems directly with the FAA, okay? So that it went from being a one-way communication terminal in which they could only pull data to being able to push data. The culmination of this project and the sheer importance of this was demonstrated in Loose Change Second Edition when NASA flies that jet by remote control over ILS and after landing it and taking it off, is able to then use this system to completely get rid of all of the security and safety mechanisms in place in ILS to crash.
Well, let me stop you. Yes, I was aware. Remember when Bush was in a press conference in New York and he says, hey, don't worry, no more hijackers. We got a remote control system that'll be able to, we'll be able to stop the planes. And he literally, the guy by him grabs his arm and is like, stop it, puppet. And Bush's like, oh, excuse me, I mean, yes, master. Somebody's got to find that footage. I was taping it. I've got it around here. It happened like the day after 9/11. Look, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission, the latest on the pirates and the confrontation with the Navy going on. We had a top expert, Mr. Black, on the economy and, of course, Bob Chapman. Retransmission now, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.